Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The Trump administration is determined to keep Ebola-infected Americans abroad from entering the U.S., a specialized facility being set up in Kenya to monitor them. It's another jolt to the shaky Iran ceasefire.
This is the second time in 3 days that the U.S. has attacked targets in Iran, saying that the strikes were conducted in self-defense. The U.S. shot down four one-way attack drones it said posed a threat over the Strait of Hormuz. The military then conducted airstrikes against an Iranian ground control station that was about to fire a fifth drone. On Monday, the United States struck missile launch sites and Iranian boats it said were trying to lay mines in the strait, where thousands of commercial tanker ships are stranded as a result of the conflict. The renewed hostilities threaten the fragile ceasefire between Iran and America as the two nations continue negotiations to end the war.
The BBC's Sarah Smith. Crews are resuming the search for 9 people missing, presumed dead, at a Washington State paper mill where a chemical tank ruptured. 2 people are confirmed dead. Your tax dollars at work, or not.
We send hundreds of billions of dollars to the states to administer the food stamp program. The federal government has no insight into whether those food stamps are going to people who are legally entitled or whether those people actually even exist. And so we're working on a number of mechanisms to actually force the states to verify that the people who receive these benefits are actually entitled to them.
Vice President Vance leading a Trump administration crackdown on fraud. An FBI raid on the Virginia home of a former senior CIA officer allegedly yielded more than 300 gold bars valued at more than $40 million, along with $2 million in cash. David Rush, who had top secret level clearance, is charged with criminal theft of public money. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 36 points. NASDAQ futures are off 73 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, we've had some problems already at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Late lifting construction. They were working in the right tube overnight. They had the right tube closed until 5:40. That started a backup that went back to Eastern Avenue. Only the left tube was open. Then we had a wreck in the left tunnel. Still there in the left-hand lane. They just reopened the right tube in the last 10 minutes. So we're moving traffic in the right tube. The left tube is basically stopped temporarily because of the accident there. All of that backed us up on 95 to Moravia Road. 895 comes down through Rosedale, says, oh, 895 is now the detour. We'll go over there. Well, now 895 is backed up to Moravia Road. 6:03 in the morning. We're backed up with a 35-minute delay already southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. We've had an incident in Howard County, northbound 95, with slowing from Route 216 up to Route 32. Yikes. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much drier day ahead of us, turning mostly sunny, a little breezy, and much less humid with highs near 80 today. Mostly clear, cool, and refreshing tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. Another round of sunshine on Friday and very pleasant with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in White Marsh and 66 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A U.S. House committee wants answers from Maryland regarding an error on primary mail-in ballots. The State Board of Elections has sent out replacement ballots after a vendor error resulted in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot. The House Administration Committee has sent a letter to the elections administrator saying while the state took the precautions to void the incorrect batch of ballots, distributing over 500,000 replacement ballots risks creating a logistical strain and potentially undermines public confidence in the nation's elections. And Wes Moore is calling on the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services to develop a summer safety strategy for young people in the state. The governor says the programming should prioritize prevention and intervention programs for high-risk young people and their families, expand education and workforce development programming, and implement targeted intervention measures for repeat juvenile offenders. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 149. The Pick 4, 2897. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. And it was a resounding sweep last night at Camden Yards of the first-place Rays.
Oh, he's looking for more.
Maybe five.
A deep shot out to left field. His first Desert Oriole on his biggest night here in Birdland.
And Wagner with the call on Masson, and what a night it was for Blaze Alexander. A home run and a career-high 6 runs batted in. Gunnar Henderson smacked 2 as well as the Birds batter the Rays 11-2, return the favor, and sweep Tampa Bay. After the game, Alexander on his groove at the plate at the moment.
Yeah, man, it's repeatable, and yeah, that's all you can really ask for at the plate, man. Just repeatable, consistent, and yeah, man, the barrels are coming.
The barrels are coming for Gunnar, too. It was a pair for him last night, part of a 16-hit Oriole attack. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, media was allowed in yesterday to witness OTAs. There were some notable absences, although Lamar was not one of them. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked what his opinion was about a team leader like Lamar not being present a week ago.
We've had a lot of talk since the time I was hired. We're kind of on the same page there, kind of keep that between us, but certainly all the players, I think you respect and appreciate them being here.
Coming up in 30 minutes, an undisclosed injury has a Ravens superstar on the sideline. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome.
Welcome back. This is KC and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, May the 28th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, let the lawsuits begin. The NRA suing the governor over his Glock ban. The president says he might have to finish off the job in Iran because they're just dragging their feet on the peace deal. But our top story is Maryland sheriffs suing over the Community Trust Act.
I hope this is a wake-up call to all Marylanders. What's going on here in Annapolis? A complete betrayal to law enforcement. The very men and women that are chosen to protect them every single day, they've turned their backs on us.
That's Sheriff
and
Mike.
It's horrible.
Sheriff Mike Lewis of my Wicomico County, I should say. 17 sheriffs across the state of Maryland came together yesterday in Annapolis to announce a federal lawsuit against Governor Moore and the state in an attempt to stop the community, I'm calling it the Community Distrust Act, from moving forward. The sheriffs, with the help of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR as they are known, filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland and Greenbelt and named Governor Moore, Attorney General Anthony Brown, and the state of Maryland as defendants, seeking injunctive relief. Opponents of the Community Distrust Act argue the legislation, quote, forces plaintiffs into an impossible and unconstitutional position.
We don't want to be here today, but we're here because this nonsense up here in Annapolis, Maryland, has to stop.
Legislation passed by the General Insane Asylum on the last day, in the 11th hour, at the last moment of the session to limit ICE cooperation in Maryland. Can't even pick up the phone to call ICE or the federal government when it comes to immigration. Sheriff DeWeese and Gaylor of Carroll and Harford counties react.
The governor himself said to the sheriffs just last week, this law has unintended negative consequences and needs to be reworked.
Who doesn't veto a bill that has problems in it? Our governor, unfortunately.
Yeah, our governor. Leave no one behind, right? Who stands with the people, except when he doesn't, which is most of the time. FAIR Deputy Executive Director Matt O'Brien saying he believes that this law is unconstitutional.
The state of Maryland has passed dangerous and quite possibly unconstitutional legislation that interferes with ICE completing its mission.
We are seeking that injunctive relief that we feel is a necessity for us to be able to save lives.
And that's what we thought was going to happen yesterday, the injunctive relief suit. So we'll see what happens. Probably in Maryland, in Greenbelt, they probably will get denied and they'll have to appeal that. But Sheriff Lewis and DeWeese talk about the effects of this horrific and dangerous bill.
They passed this in the 11th hour at the last day to hoodwink everybody in the state of Maryland. They have overstepped their boundaries.
We're no longer allowed to communicate with immigration officials, ICE. What about drug enforcement? Do we protect drug offenders and drug traffickers and we pass legislation then to stop us from communicating with DEA? Or better yet, how about pedophiles and people that prey on young children? Let's pass legislation to keep us from working with and communicating with the FBI. When does it actually stop?
Yep, well, we're going to have to sue to stop it, and that is why they held that press conference yesterday. Coming up, we'll hear from the governor, also from the mothers of victims of illegal aliens here in the state of Maryland, as well as your calls and comments, your reaction to this announcement of a lawsuit trying to stop the state of Maryland from allowing law enforcement to do their job. Just incredible. 613, traffic weather on the threes, and once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Morning.
Good morning, Chuck.
And very crappy.
You started off with a real, let's put it this way, challenge this morning.
You know, I sit here and I'm thinking, okay, it's 5:15, they're still blocking the right tube. It's 5:30, they're still blocking the right tube. 5:40, they're still blocking the right tube. And we're starting to back up. Then you know what's going to happen. Sooner or later, there's going to be a wreck in the left tunnel. And there was. All of that is now gone. The construction is gone. The accident's gone. The backup is not gone. The backup on 95 is back to Moravia Road. 895 took a hit. Everybody went over there. 895 is backed up to Moravia Road. 615, we're 35-minute delays already because of all of that crap that was going on until late this morning inside the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It was an incident. I keep hearing the talking about a broken-down vehicle. Liberty Road at Washington Avenue. That's right outside the Beltway. Baltimore County was there. There's still an incident. They're not saying it was a wreck, but something was going on there northbound I-95 at Route 32. So we're backed up north of Route 216. Right now we're in Annapolis. The sun is up. Very nice day. And we're clear at 50 at the Bay Bridge, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It's going to be dry today. Thank goodness. Sunshine, less humid, a little breezy. Highs in the low 80s. Right now, sunny, 66 in Columbia, 64 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news for you today. A video of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. handling two snakes on Dr. Oz's patio has gone viral. The last politician to be seen in a video handling a snake was Lauren Boebert.
Oh. Or Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. Rosie O'Donnell says she got an expensive facelift and nobody noticed. Her facelift is exactly like when she left a certain talk show. The view did not improve.
No. Well, then they gave her some dough. She put her face in that and made gorilla cookies.
Gorilla cookies.
NASA's unveiled a plan to build a permanent moon base the size of a city. Expects humans to be living on the lunar surface by 2032.
Okay.
But the plan is to put unintelligent life on the moon. That would be the cast of The View. Construction for the upcoming UFC match has begun on the lawn of the White House. There hasn't been a near-naked chokehold in the White House since Bill Clinton left office.
Ooh!
A letter written by Princess Diana from her honeymoon, in which she gushes over how wonderful it is to be married to Prince Charles, is going up for auction.
How'd that work out?
Experts are saying it could be the highest price ever paid for a work of fiction. How about that?
I wonder if she held him by his ears somewhere in the course of that.
A former Biden official now reacting to Jill Biden's interview with CBS Morning Show. Listen to what she claimed she thought Biden had during his 2024 debate.
Were you horrified as you saw it unfold?
I wasn't horrified. I was frightened because I had never, ever seen Joe like that before or since. Never.
Or since.
Yes.
Or
You've
since.
You've
never seen him like
never.
That.
No.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I mean, as I watched it, I thought, oh my God, he's having a stroke. And it scared me to death.
A former Biden official reacting, she's lying. Absolutely she's lying. Former correspondent for Axios and CNN, Alex Thompson, saying the Biden aides told him they had seen Joe Biden act that way numerous times before and after the June 2024 debate. She is absolutely lying there. All right, time for another classic rock music trivia challenge. Once again, we'll play you three songs, and it is your job to see which what do they have in common. Here they are.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
All right, that's the Beatles, the Eagles, and Grand Funk Railroad. What do those three songs have in common? Any guesses?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Brain fart. Hold on.
Well,
there it is.
How long should we hold on for? This could last 2 or 3 hours.
Am I allowed to say something?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you mean are you allowed to say something? Do you have a guess?
No, I was going to say something, but it doesn't qualify because the first song didn't have that in common. I was going to say something about driving on the road, highway. Wait a minute.
No, that's not that. That's a good guess.
No, you said road.
Yeah.
There were two that I had in common, but I guess it doesn't qualify because it's not all three.
All three, right. But that's a good guess. Good guess, anyway.
When it says three, it means three.
What about the other three?
What three?
Right? That'd be the unholy trio. You had two tunnels today. Don't add a third, please.
No.
Yeah, that would be a fate worse than death. All right, so we'll get open the phone lines here. We'll open up the text, see if anybody else can figure it out here this morning on Casey and Company. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 620, 410, 922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Sean gets it right. Sean says at 619, the drummers were the lead vocalists on those songs. Ringo Starr, of course, Don Henley, and Don Brewer, Mark, Don, and Mel, Grand Funk Railroad. So I tell you, these guys are pretty astute. So way to go. First correct answer there is by text this morning. So we're monitoring all that stuff here once again on the program. So very good. You guys are way better than I thought. 620, join us here on Casey and Company. Coming up next, we'll hear from the governor regarding the Community Distrust Act as well. As Patty Morin and Tammy Nobles, mothers of victims of the criminal illegal aliens here in the state of Maryland, and much, much more. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfield's Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfield's. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the market. Tune in for Alan's Insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Love it when Democrats beat each other up last night at a forum. Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway questioning Congressman Kwesi Amfumi's age. Saying it. It's time for new leadership. Conway said he told Amfumi he still respects him despite feeling compelled to unseat the congressman. Amfumi responded, I loved and respected former black congressman Perrin Mitchell for all of his many battles and sacrifices on behalf of our communities, but I would not and did not run against him. Why does he have to have a qualifier there? I love and respect former black congressman. Why couldn't he just say former congressman Perrin Mitchell? It's unreal. These guys lead with race every single time. 623 traffic weather on the threes. No race today on Thursday. And Lugnuts Johnson has the update.
You know, it's just bad. I mean, you think if you're coming down, you have to get, you live up in Bel Air, Falston, trying to get from Rosedale down through the tunnels to get to the airport. Only way you can get there, really, I mean, there's no key bridge, obviously, and you're sitting out there and you're backed up to Moravia Road from earlier problems that really should have ended much earlier than they did at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So all of that's still there. We're moving four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, backed up to Moravia Road. It's moved down just a bit, but not much. 895 is also solid at Moravia Road. 30 to 35-minute delays currently southbound. The other big backup is right here on 95 northbound in Howard County. There was an incident up near the rest area northbound at Route 32. Very slow here northbound coming up from 198 and 216 and northbound up through that area. See traffic moving by at 32, so it will clear out after that. But at least a mile and a half, maybe 2 mile backup right now on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be sunny and dry today. Thank goodness, less humid. I mean, a little breezy, low 80s overnight in the mid-50s, and then sunny and pleasant tomorrow, upper 70s. 67 and sunny in Annapolis, 65 in Ellicott City. And we're talking about the Community Distrust Act as the sheriff, 17 sheriffs. You know which sheriffs did not show up? I'll tell you, the sheriffs didn't show up. Sheriffs controlled by the Democrats in counties like Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, Anne Arundel County, PG Montgomery County. So that just shows you that those sheriffs are nothing more than partisan hacks in those six jurisdictions. They put politics over public safety. They put partisanship over the fact that we want to identify pedophiles and we want to deport them. And they're protecting them in those jurisdictions. The mothers of Rachel Morin, Patty Morin, and Kayla Hamilton, Tammy Nobles, reacted to the Community Distrust Act.
Now with this law, no abiding citizen, law-abiding citizen is safe.
We all need to fight for what is happening in Maryland, because this is not, the Community Trust Act is not safety. It's not for public safety.
Governor Moore issued a statement saying the Community Trust Act advances an important goal, keeping local law enforcement focused on the work that has helped drive Maryland's historic reductions in violent crime while protecting the constitutional rights of Marylanders. That said, this bill represents real implementation challenges that must be addressed through executive action in a next year's legislative session. Well, what about this year? We still got half a year left. And he's already punting to next year, and he himself, the governor, is questioning whether this is lawful. But he didn't veto it, did he? So what executive action? We're not told what executive action that he's thinking about or taking. So it's just amazing. More Senior Press Secretary Amar Moussa told Fox 45 that the state will continue to work with federal law enforcement when it makes Marylanders safer. But we will not let untrained, unqualified, and unaccountable ICE agents deputize local law enforcement to do federal immigration work. And that is a shot at fine-working, law-abiding ICE agents and officers. No one gets put out in the field untrained or unqualified. And they are unaccountable. I mean, they are accountable to the federal government. And then there's the Supremacy Clause as well. Again, the local state agencies, the governor, and the attorney general of Maryland cannot interfere with federal immigration enforcement. So, again, we'll see what this lawsuit will pull. Sheriff Lewis of Wicomico County, as you can tell, he was in rare form yesterday. He was really upset over what this governor and this state is doing to law enforcement.
This is pathetic that our government, our General Assembly, that they have turned their backs on not just the American people, but specifically all Marylanders. Partisan politics over public safety.
So that's exactly what the message is going out there right now. This is all, of course, you see what's happening up in New Jersey. Democrats up in New Jersey, of course, you know, the ICE protests have calmed down a little bit. Time to ratchet them up. Because this is what the left does. This is not grassroots. This is AstroTurf. These are organized, well-paid, well-funded protests led by usually politicians. Yesterday was Dan Goldman, an idiot, that Jerry Nadler, and that Andy Kim was whining about getting pepper sprayed because he wouldn't obey lawful orders. And again, no one's above the law. Where have we heard that before? The entire time President Trump was in office, we get pounded with no one's above the law, yet these Democrats think they are above the law. I think they are the law. And they act like it each and every day. So,
like a bad novel.
Yeah. It's like Groundhog Day. It's a nightmare repeating
itself. It's coming
true, yes. Yeah. Over and over and over again. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And the fact is that we work with federal agencies all the time. We've made this point repeatedly. We work with the FBI. We work with the DEA. We work with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. We work with the IRS. We work with all sorts of enforcement of federal laws with federal agencies here in the state of Maryland. The lone exception is ICE. And what does that tell you?
That was, yeah. The heck pounded out.
That's done on purpose. It is the Browning of America. It is the, again, Democrats trying to ensure their future voters. Best of Casey Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, the president weighs in yesterday on the status of the Iran deal and hints that, look, it may be time to finish the job. He made some other rather interesting comments as well. We'll share them with you and analyze them as well. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a Wednesday night shooting that injured an 11-year-old boy and a 26-year-old man in West Baltimore. Officers were called to the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and Dolphin Street shortly after 7:30 p.m., where they found the victim suffering from gunshot wounds. Both victims were taken to the hospital. The child is in serious but stable condition, and the man is in stable condition. Investigators are trying to determine the circumstances surrounding the shooting, and anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Baltimore police say a person of interest is in custody after a Wednesday afternoon shooting that sent a 19-year-old man to the hospital. Western District officers were called to a home in the 2000 block of North Bentlow Street, and when they arrived, they learned that the family members took the victim to a hospital. Police were able to locate a person of interest who was taken into custody following a brief foot pursuit. One police officer suffered an injury to his hand during the incident. Police say the shooting victim suffered a non-life-threatening injury. And Attorney General Anthony Brown has released a new public guidance document to help Maryland residents, families, schools, businesses, nonprofits, and community groups respond to online hate, harassment, or cyberbullying. Brown says online hate and harassment aren't just words on a screen. They can cause real harm and strike fear in people. The guidance explains how Marylanders can respond to common scenarios while also recognizing the legal distinction between hateful or offensive speech protected by the First Amendment and unlawful conduct like true threats, stalking, harassment, incitement, or extortion. And the National Rifle Association, along with two other gun rights organizations, is suing Governor Wes Moore, Anthony Brown, and State Police Acting Superintendent Michael Jackson for what they're calling the Glock ban. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis for today's Moment of Truth. From Nimrod to Jezebel, from Herod to the Antichrist, the Bible is clear on people's insatiable thirst for power. Lord Acton said that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Scripture tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. And of course, money and power often go hand in hand. Ben Franklin explained the connection between money and power when he said, there are two paths which have a powerful influence on the affairs of men. These are love of power and love of money. When united, they have the most violent effects. And we have seen that down through the years when taken to its ultimate conclusion. Through the arm of government, millions of lives can be affected. Those who seek power are willing to create human misery through wars, depressions, and revolutions, all for the purpose of control. This has happened throughout history. No one is immune from the clutches of evil. You can listen to all of our Moments of Truth on CubHillChurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heavy delay still there this morning, southbound from earlier problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That started the backup well before 5:30, and we have not recovered. We're still backed up with 30-minute delays. Southbound at Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895. We're moving traffic, but very slow. Southbound, northbound 95 is slow with an incident in the right lane coming up to Route 32. The backup begins back at Route 216. There's a new report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet, but heads up eastbound on Route 100 to the east of the ramp at Route 10 in Anne Arundel County. Mike Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have a much drier day ahead of us, becoming sunny and comfortable with highs in the much less humid low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by The Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. And speaking of game changer, that's what Gunnar Henderson was last night.
Henderson vaults it high, deep, and long gone. No doubt about number 12 for number 2.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson, and that was just the beginning. Henderson with a pair of bombs last night, and Blaze Alexander with a home run and six driven in as the Birds complete a clean sweep of the Rays. 11-2 was the final at Camden Yards, Baltimore's fifth win in their last six games. Post-game reaction first from manager Albernaz on the Birds' response to adversity.
Very similar to the Yankees, right, going to their place and coming back here, and our guys is a resilient bunch. They do a great job of turning the page and focus on the next day and try to win that night's game. And
the 16-hit attack put forth by the Birds last night was in support of Trey Gibson, who lasted 5 2/3 to notch his first Major League win.
It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool moment. This past like month has been kind of really of a roller coaster, so I'm just trying to stay where my feet are and do my job.
Baltimore now turns their attention to the Toronto Blue Jays, who come in for the first of four tonight at Camden Yards. Now, the Ravens news, safety Kyle Hamilton present at the OTAs yesterday, but not on the field, an undisclosed injury keeping him off, not considered serious. Meanwhile, Lamar did hit the field, met the media afterwards, was asked his impression of his new head coach, Jesse Minter.
Cool dude, cool coach, man. Always has a smile on his face. I just told him on the field today, I'm like, every time I come in the building, you're always smiling. Like, you don't know what coaches think, he's just got a smile on his face, and that's great to have, man.
Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Eastern Conference final was in Montreal, with the Hurricanes trying to go up 3-1 on the Canadiens.
Now a power play for Carolina. Their second of the game, shot by Aho. He scores!
Quieting the crowd. Wow. Kenny Albert had the call on TNT. Sebastian Aho starting a three-goal run in less than 3 minutes, and that buried the Canadiens. 4-0 was the final in Montreal. The Hurricanes lead that series 3-1. The men take center stage this morning at the French Open in Paris. Number one seed Yannick Sinner already up 3-love on Juan Manuel Cirandolo. 19th seed Francis Tiafoe from College Park takes the court in just a few minutes at 6:45. The time now is 6:37 when we return the ebbs and flows of an MLB season.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Oh, yeah! Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Sean, sometimes I wish we could play back some of the comments that I make and you make and whoever makes from just a week ago,
yeah,
in terms of the Major League Baseball season, because right now the Orioles are one of the hottest teams in baseball, and a week ago we were talking about the wild card on May 15th or whatever it was.
Well, you know, I think, look, I'm happy that they seem to righted the ship. And when you're beating caliber teams like Tampa and the Yankees and so on and so forth, it gives you hope that, okay, maybe they got off to a rough start. Maybe this team is still struggling with identity. You got a new manager and a lot of new parts in place, and maybe they're starting to gel. Now, just as we say that, that probably puts the jinx on everything.
See, and that's the thing. Right. You never know. I mean, it could all change today. What's the old adage? You're only as good as your next day's pitcher?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what happens with the
Orioles. Well, it's pitching and defense and timely hitting has always been the formula that seems to work for for the Orioles, but you know, maybe now the pitchers are starting to come around a little bit.
Yeah, well, and you just said it. Last night they turned three double plays. The infield defense behind Trey Gibson last night was tremendous, and that's going to be a huge thing for the Orioles down the stretch.
All right, keep our fingers crossed.
I'm hopeful.
All right, and Lamar Jackson shows up at OTAs. I mean, all is right in Baltimore sports world.
Today.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. There are hints of a peace deal. They've been on, they've been off. I'll explain what's going on behind the scenes in just a second. But President Trump, again, with an incredible, transparent cabinet meeting yesterday with all of his cabinet officials. And he said some very interesting things in this next audio clip that I'm about to play. You get the idea here that he really doesn't want to extend military action. He wants to use diplomacy to settle this once and for all. But he's not taking that off the table, and even hints here that he might have to finish the job, finish off Iran, so before they get the message.
Iran is very much intent. They want very much to make a deal. So far, they haven't gotten there. We're not satisfied with it, but now we will be. We will be either that, or we'll have to just finish the job. But their Navy is gone, as I've said 1,000 times. Their Navy is gone. Their Air Force is gone. Everything's gone, and they're negotiating on fumes. But we'll see what happens. Maybe we have to go back and finish it. Maybe we don't. Right now, I mean, you can speak to Steve Witkoff and Jared. They're doing a good job. But right now, I think it looks like they want to just make a deal. They want to. I don't think they have a choice. They're just going back to the internet because they're getting clobbered. Their economy is in free fall. They have 250% inflation. Their money has no value. Their whole economic system is broken down. They thought they were going to outweigh me. You know, we'll outweigh him. He's got the midterms. I don't care about the midterms. Look what happened last night. That was the prelude to the midterms. People understand that. They know that. Very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I'm doing that for the world. I'm not doing it just for us.
Yeah, so let's unpack that here for just a second. Finishing off the job, he had to his left, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and he just said, you know, if Iran doesn't want a deal. And by the way, he said yesterday, this has to be the perfect deal. This has to be a great deal. They are not all that crap that you heard that's been regurgitated by the state-run drive-by media, by so-called. You got the neocons out there. You have the people like Mike Pompeo that served in the first term. They're all second-guessing the president on this. He is not going to give them a cent, not a single dime, until he gets what he wants in this deal. So finish off the job means we could have more military action, and there has been military action. Iran got caught trying to lay mines in the Strait of Hormuz. We had to take them out. They launched a drone strike against the U.S. forces yesterday. They got completely blown out of the skies. And he said they're negotiating on fumes, meaning they've got very little leverage, if any, left in this deal. And the fact is, he said a couple of things that surprised me. One, I don't care about the midterms. That's what he said. I don't care about the midterms. And the fact that he repeats no nuclear weapon at all. No nuclear program unless it's for energy. And they're going to have to get they want the dust for dollars. You got to turn over the dust first before you get your money. So that's, you know. And then he said something very interesting about the Strait of Hormuz and Oman.
The strait's going to be open to everybody.
And who will control it?
International waters. Nobody's going to control it. We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it, but nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, and we'll have to blow them up. They understand that. They'll be fine.
I don't remember any time in my lifetime, besides when Reagan joked about the bombing begins in 5 minutes, of an American president, a country that we're right now at peace with, saying, oh man, it might just have to blow you up. What's he talking about there? Well, Iran put out this proposal, this counterproposal, that Iran and Oman would control the Strait of Hormuz and collect the tolls and so on and so forth. So Oman is now sticking its nose in. They smell maybe there's some money to be had in this whole deal, and President Trump just kind of blew them out of the water. More on President Trump and whether or not he will ease sanctions on Iran. But again, very strong. He knows what he's doing. He's the master negotiator, the art of the deal. And I think Iran thinks they can wait him out. But He is proving that they're going to completely collapse if they go much longer. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Hi, we just made a quick swing through Annapolis. Everything's good. The Bay Bridge westbound and eastbound, all the lanes are open. That traffic mostly westbound right now, heading over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then towards I-97. So no problems there. Top of the hill is also clear at I-97 at the ramps at Route 32. Now, the Harvard Tunnels, we started off early, late lifting construction, then a wreck in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All of that happened before 5:30. So we started with backup there. 895 got the word. They backed up to Moravia Road. Still there, looking at you live. And also 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. We're going through both the tunnels, but the backups are solid. And from the tail end of the backups right now, to get through the tunnels and on the south end and on your way, once again, 35-minute delays at least on the southbound side. Northbound 95 is still looking at an incident near Route 32. It's up around the rest area. We've had delays there coming north from the bridge at Route 216. That's in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry today, breezy, gorgeous. It's a gorgeous morning so far. You get up to work or whatever. Beautiful morning. Low 80s, low humidity. Overnight, mid-50s. Tomorrow, pretty much the same, sunny, pleasant, upper 70s. It's been about a week in the making, but it's finally here. So let's
soak it all in. We're stuck in here. Why can't we do this outside?
We should. We should take it outside every once in a while.
People throw stuff at us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Especially you. Mostly sunny, 64 right now in Reisterstown, 65 in Ocean City. And today is National Burger Day. And just going to celebrate a little bit with a little burger music, if you will.
Burgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill. I've really had my fill of burgers on the grill.
That's the late great Bob Rivers and burgers. On the grill.
He
was
really
very good, very talented guy. Used to be here at 98 Rock many
moons. My ball and chain worked for him.
Yeah, exactly. You have a favorite burger? Yeah, just off the top of your head? Fast food or any joint that you go to?
Just a classic cheeseburger with onions, mustard, ketchup. That's it.
Could be homemade or could be...
medium rare.
Chuck, your favorite?
Five Guys,
yeah. On the East Coast, it's Five Guys for me. On the West Coast, it's In-N-Out. They're very similar, so very good stuff. By the way, all the protein, everything you pick up now has got protein in it. It's all about muscle building. There's a new cereal just for men that I thought, Chuck, you might enjoy.
Brace yourself for the apex predator of breakfast foods, Alpha Bits. Packed with protein, loaded with creatine, no sugar, no feelings. It's the only cereal forged in a garage gym.
I ate one bowl and immediately started deadlifting my lawnmower.
Each spoonful delivers maximum manliness. With notes of beef jerky and unprocessed rage. Alpha Bits.
Not responsible for spontaneous beard growth, sleeveless flannel purchases, or emotional suppression lasting longer than 4 hours.
Now that's manly.
Contact your doctor.
Alpha Bits. Right. Alcoholic version of Fresca is now hitting the stores.
I can see that being good.
Fresca Hard is what they're calling it. There are four flavors, and 12-pack costs about $18. They said it could be the new seltzer of the summer. So
that actually sounds good, and I'm a beer person myself. But that actually,
you would try
sounds...
Fresca Hard?
I would, yes.
Okay. Well, at least you're
watching now. Somewhat
open to that, right? Scary Movie's leaning fully into the stoner culture with its new popcorn buckets. You know what they look like, Maggie?
Yes, I do. I love it.
What do they look like?
It's a giant bong.
Now, how would you know that?
Because I heard.
Good answer. Survey says, good answer.
Because I heard. Yeah, they're giant popcorn bongs. For the scary movie.
She has one in her desk.
It broke because somebody closed the drawer on it.
Oh, nice.
The daughter of Mrs. Fields, founder, just launched something called Functional Cookies. Fields Good, co-founded by Ashley Fields. Daughter of Mrs. Fields' original cookies founder, Debbie Fields, just launched their flavor-first mindset, aims to blur the line between nostalgic comfort food and functional wellness. They have the Focus, which is mocha dark chocolate, and they put creatine and caffeine and stuff in it, protein, peanut butter protein, and sleep, oatmeal raisin sleep cookies. You eat a cookie before you go to bed, and
That's
it's supposed
perfect.
To help you
like
fall
it.
Asleep. Yeah, so feel-good cookies from Fields. The daughter of Mrs. Fields.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, very good. Update. Yes, sir?
The backup on 95 is going to make you cry now.
No, no.
It's backed up now past the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So now if you're coming down from the Beltway, you won't even get to the split at the Harbor Tunnels for 15 or 20 minutes, and then you have 35 minutes after that. Fun, fun, fun.
All right, very good, Chuck. See you in just a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49. So what's holding up this deal? With Iran, they have been decimated. They have really no military to speak of. The fact is, the civilians of Iran would like to cut a deal. They want this to end. The theocrats in charge, the Ayatollah, who's still trying to say that Israel won't be there, won't be an entity, won't exist in the next 15 to 20 years or whatever the case. So you have the murder mullahs of Iran that still have not given up, and they still control part of the IRGC. You still have some of those theocratic, Return of the Mahdi types, the Islamic Armageddon believers in the IRGC. So, until they get pounded into complete submission, they're not going to probably want to cut a deal, and that's why, you can keep your fingers crossed, and I know the president wants to be diplomatic about this, but eventually the only thing they will understand is a brute force, and they will have to be vanquished once and for all. The president said that there will be no easing of sanctions whatsoever.
Is the U.S. considering easing sanctions on Iran to allow Iran to sell its crude to market?
No, we're not talking about any easing of sanctions or giving money. No sanctions, no money, no nothing. We have control of money that they claim is theirs. We'll keep control of that money. And when they behave properly and when they do what's right, we'll let them have their money. But right now, we're not doing that. And it's one thing is not contingent on the other.
All right, here's the question. Do you think President Trump should finish the job, or should he continue to pursue the diplomatic channels and a peace deal? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, email us am680@wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. You're listening to KC and Company.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfields. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Got a statement here from Sheriff Matt Crisafulli of Worcester County. In Maryland, saying, today I want to inform residents of Worcester County, a recently enacted Community Trust Act legislation effectively moves Maryland further toward becoming a sanctuary state. Alongside a number of sheriffs from across Maryland, I'm standing in solidarity in support of a major legal challenge aimed at halting what many of us believe is a dangerous legislation that will negatively impact public safety and place additional barriers between law enforcement and our ability to work cooperatively to keep dangerous individuals off our streets. That's Sheriff Chris Ofoli of Worcester County. And we'll tell you about that sanctuary designation here in just a second, because they've come up with, I think, a very interesting answer for sanctuary states and cities, and it has to do with airports. I'll tell you about that in just a second. 6:53, you're listening to Casey and Company. Time for a update on traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
The backup on 95 in Howard County still there if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, and then you're up towards 198. 216, the incident was up near the rest area before Route 32, and it was blocking the right side. Never have heard exactly what it is, and it's out of camera range, so I don't see it, but I see the backup sitting here at 216 northbound. Very slow right now through there, and it's been slow for the better part of an hour on the northbound side. The backups at both the harbor tunnels sitting right there at the split at the city-county line. It was backed up to the bridge at Chesterco. It moved down just a bit, but I'm telling you, it's right there. As you take the split to 95, you're backed up. If you take the split to 895, you're backed up from there. 35-minute delays, at least. It's trying to get a little bit better, but that's a long delay southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Sunny, dry, breezy today, less humid. And we're looking at highs in the low 80s tonight, into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, pleasant, upper 70s for tomorrow. And right now we're looking at 67 in sunshine in Pasadena, and it's 66 and sunny in Dundalk. Maryland's governor, tax and spend more, just signed a law the other day banning the most popular handgun in the United States, and that would be the Glocks and all the different kinds of models. Specifically, they don't like the fact that Glock switches, as they are known, can modify these handguns to make them fire semi-automatic or automatically. And the fact is that the same thing would happen if you had a, let's say, a Ford truck, and you modify that to be not street legal, and you could be much more dangerous of a vehicle than, or you took off all the, you know, the pollution controls, the catalytic converters, things of that nature. You are using third party stuff to modify an already legal product, and that's exactly what is happening here. And the NRA has already announced they're suing the Maryland governor and officials over the Glock ban, and specifically the National Rifle Association and their labor and their advocacy group, their legislative action group, led by Chuck Comerford, announced yesterday they filed a lawsuit in federal court for injunctive relief.
NRA is not going to stand back and let Governor Moore limit the self-defense options and the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens across the great state of Maryland.
Yeah. And by that, he made that comparison I was just talking about regarding the Glocks and the Glock switches.
This is a reaction to acts of criminals misusing these firearms. This would be, you know, I don't see the governor banning certain types of vehicles because they're used in more drunk driving accidents. All this does is simply limit the self-defense options for those citizens to protect themselves and their family when seconds count and the police are minutes away.
Yeah, now the active and retired law enforcement are exempt from the ban, and we're being told that gun owners would not be considered criminals under this, but you can't sell or transfer or donate or anything with your Glock. You have to keep it in your possession. Violators could face up to 3 years in jail and a $5,000 fine. The law expected to take place January 1st. And did you notice the other day at the press conference, Bill Ferguson got a lot of love? First on the Community Distrust Act and on this law as well. So maybe the two of them have reached some kind of a, you know, kissy face, huggy bear agreement on the special session coming up after the June primary.
Now it will be a serious crime to own these weapons because nobody on a street in Maryland needs a weapon of war built to fire at that pace.
Yeah, well, unless you're being, confronted by a mob or an invasion force, or again, somebody's threatening you or your family, then and again, he said everybody that owns one is committing a serious crime. So we're going to have to get in deep into this bill to see exactly, you know, what he's talking about there, because we're being told, I've not read the entire bill, we're being told that gun ownership itself would not be a crime. You just can't sell or transfer, but maybe he knows something that we don't. And John Comerford of the NRA is saying the ultimate goal is to get this to the Supreme Court, because only two states in the entire country that have a Glock ban, California and Maryland.
Our goal ultimately is to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, to make sure that it sends a lesson and a message to governors across the country and to politicians across the country that the Second Amendment is a core civil right and needs to be respected. And we will have the courts teach them that lesson if necessary.
Yeah, by the way, the governor's being sued, the attorney general's being sued, and the Maryland State Police also being sued. They're the ones that are going to come up with a list of handguns that will be outlawed. So the Maryland State Police disrespecting our Second Amendment rights, and that's a political thing. It's not rank and file. It's not directed towards state troopers. But it's, again, the state superintendent who is being told to do that by Governor Moore. And that is something that this is, you know, again, as I said in my right to the point commentary the other day on social media, this proves, once again, it's not about public safety. It's not about punishing and keeping guns out of the criminals' hands. This is about grabbing your gun, getting your gun, and making sure that they make life as difficult as possible for gun owners here in the state of Maryland. And I full-heartedly, 100% support the NRA lawsuit against the governor and the attorney general and the Maryland State Police. This has got to stop, and probably will go to the Supreme Court, because we don't have too many gun-friendly, Second Amendment-friendly judges here in the state of Maryland. It's coming up on 7 o'clock. 26 missing children in state foster care. It's an outrage.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Fresh challenges this morning to the tenuous Iran ceasefire. Kuwait says it's been targeted by Iranian drone and missile strikes, and the U.S. hit military targets in southern Iran overnight.
U.S. forces carried out new strikes Wednesday on a military facility in Iran, what they describe as defensive action. They say it came after the downing of four Iranian attack drones that were posing a threat around the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. forces also struck an Iranian ground control station in Bandar Abbas that was about to launch a fifth drone. It all comes after President Trump expressed confidence the U.S. was making progress in talks to end the war.
It looks like they want to just make a deal. They want to. I don't think they have a choice.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Israeli military has stepped up its attacks on Iranian proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon. At least 14 people killed. An Israeli soldier was also killed in a Hezbollah drone attack in northern Israel. Swiss police say a man stabbed and wounded several people at a train station in the Swiss city of Winterthur before he was subdued and arrested. Two people confirmed dead, nine others missing following a chemical storage tank explosion at a paper mill in Longview, Washington. A search of the missing is underway, albeit with extreme caution.
Operational conditions, it still remains active and it's extremely hazardous in the recovery environment. Recovery operations will continue as the conditions safely allow.
Longview Fire Battalion Chief Matt Amos. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.42. It's down about 3 cents from yesterday's average. Watching Wall Street, stock futures are down this morning. The Dow futures off 102 points. NASDAQ futures 164 points in the red. And the S&P futures are down 23 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, if your loved one is aging but still mobile, still values their independence, there's a simple tool that keeps them safe and keeps you in the know. I am proud to tell you about Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. Safety Plus is a wearable device that alerts you immediately if your loved one has had a fall. They can wear it as a necklace, on their belt, or there's even a great watch option. There's even a simple push button on the device, allowing mom or dad instant access to emergency services. As you age, it's not like you plan for a fall. Suddenly your knee might lock back up, there's an uneven surface, wet floor, there's simply no excuse to not wear something discreet that keeps you safe and can keep you at home longer. That's Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. To see if you qualify for a free device, call 888-870-8020, 888-870-8020, or visit ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Again, 888-870-8020. With Connected Caregiver, peace of mind is just a phone call away.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All the normal delays, at least right now, on the Beltway, starting with the west side. 795 going down through Frederick Road. Nothing out of the ordinary there. The inner loop through Park Heights Avenue and over towards Greenspring. That pace is actually still pretty good right through there. Over to the JFX, and the northeast corner is busy on the outer loop at Hartford Road, but with the lanes moving eventually over towards Providence Road, and no issues right now through there. Both the tunnels are still hurting from problems that we had way early this morning in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, way before 5:30, and we backed up and we have not recovered. We're still looking at 25 to 30-minute delays southbound with the lanes moving. There's been an incident. It's still there, northbound I-95 in Howard County coming up to Route 32, and we've seen delays there coming up from 198 and Route 216. Had a report of a broken-down vehicle. Never saw it. I don't see a big impact, but it was broken down near the ramp in Annapolis on 50 eastbound exiting at West Street. So a heads-up for that for the local rod. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have a much drier day ahead of us, becoming sunny and comfortable with highs in the much less humid low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 67 degrees in Abingdon and 66 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that city leaders face sharp questions at City Hall during a budget hearing for the city's finance department, as council members demanded action to collect millions of dollars in unpaid fines, fees, and invoices. The calls for stronger collection efforts followed an audit released 2 weeks ago, which found the department had failed to collect more than $4 million in invoices. Department leaders also acknowledged they were unsure how much additional revenue the city had not collected. And a person of interest was taken into police custody after a 19-year-old was shot Wednesday afternoon in Baltimore's Mundalman neighborhood. Just before 4 p.m. on May 27th, officers were called to a home in the 2000 block of North Bentlow Street in West Baltimore for a reported shooting, authorities said. And a man was arrested early Wednesday morning following an alleged string of burglaries across Baltimore County, according to the County Police Department. On May 27th, around 1:30 a.m., County Police responded to the 8600 block of Lockraven Boulevard for reports of a burglary in progress. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 149, the Pick 4, 2897. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search SOLOAXACA for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget, Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 7:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. And that was good times last night, wasn't it, at Camden Yards.
Stays in. Alexander goes up the left field line. He'll drive home two more.
Blaze Alexander with a couple of hits tonight. He's knocked in four.
On his way to career-high six runs batted in, Ben Wagner with the call as the Birds rack up 16 hits, pound the Rays 11-2, and sweep the three-game set. The win pulls Baltimore within four games of 500 with a four-game set looming against the Blue Jays. Post-game reaction from manager Albernaz on the highly versatile Blaze Alexander.
He's been great for us. He's plays all over the field, elite defender everywhere. And he has the ability to bunt and run and also has some thump in his bat. So it's been a great add. And just the way he brings energy to the clubhouse. And
believe it or not, there's more going on at Ravens OTAs than just Lamar's presence. One player getting extensive reps for Baltimore, as the team for the moment at least is without Ronnie Stanley, is offensive lineman Carson Vinson. Head coach Jesse Minter saying an added benefit to Vinson is going up against Trey Hendrickson.
He gets an opportunity to line up across from Trey Hendrickson a lot, which they just work really well together. So it's like the non-competitive, but they talk a lot after each play. I was talking to him in the weight room this morning about it. Like, they help each other out. They talk about their pass sets, their run blocking, their hand placement.
And finally, with Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce buying a minority stake in the Cleveland Guardians baseball team, it brings up an interesting situation in the Chiefs locker room. His quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who he's won three Super Bowls with, is a part owner of the Kansas City Royals. The Guardians and the Royals playing in the same division. Coming up in 30 minutes, the $64,000 question. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You can get in touch with us here this morning at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Federal Hill residents fear taxpayers are going to foot the bill for uncollected fines and bills, unpaid bills. Maryland Teachers Union urging Democrats to flip and vote in the upcoming Republican primary in Harford County. But our top story here today, remember Governor Moore's mantra, leave no one behind. Well, not only have they been left behind, 26 children in the custody and care of the state of Maryland in the foster care program have now gone missing. Spotlight on Maryland brought this to our attention the other day. And there are close to 4,000 youth in out-of-home care, according to the Department of Human Services Secretary Lily Price. Of those youth, 26 are missing. They're classified as runaway status. And again, the number of runaways, she said in an email, encompasses youth who have run away from their resource home, kinship home, or group home, youth who have been abducted by a parent, youth who are sheltered by emergency petition before they're physically located by the local Department of Social Services and police. What we don't know is how many of these youth end up being trafficked, either for drugs or sex or labor. We just don't know that. And a couple of local delegates reacting to the news cavalierly that, oh, by the way, 26 kids are missing and we have no clue where they are.
It's when you can't tell me or my colleagues in the legislature where 26 kids are and your answer is, well, we think they're runaways. That's not good enough. That is far from good enough when we're talking about 26 children that are in a circumstance that we can't even account for.
I have as much information as you, so I have no idea where they are. And what's more concerning is the state doesn't know.
The state has no idea where they are. DHS Secretary Rafael Lopez, remember, he resigned back in February for air quotes health related reasons, but this was after the suicide death of Kanaya Ward in state custody. Remember all the hundreds of children that were left to languish in hospitals and they did not find homes for them. The DHS is irretrievably broken. and Lopez is gone. The deputy secretary was Gloria Brown Bennett. She served as the interim agency until April 1. Then Baltimore County Administrative Officer Stacy Rogers took the helm until a search to permanently fill the post is completed. I don't know what's taking so long. Okay. This is now going on 3 months. But then Mike Griffith, who himself was a foster child, says, look, there but for the grace of God go I. And if you lost your child, if again, the state would come down pretty hard on you.
If I was to lose my children, you know, I would have, you know, social services, law enforcement, you know, all over me making sure I could find my kids, right? So what are we doing with these foster kids to make sure that we're locating them?
Yeah, what are we doing? Are they being reported immediately as soon as they run away? Our law enforcement contact, because the best chance to find a runaway child or a kidnapped child is really within the first 24 to 48 hours. And I have a sinking, sneaking suspicion that the bureaucrats in the Department of Human Services drag your feet on that as well. If at all. 713 traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I was missing one time. He never come to find me.
That's because we put you not just on a carton of milk. You were on a whole milk truck.
Nice.
Because to be able to fit the photograph.
I was riding alongside the Kester twins on the Baker truck. Have you seen this guy?
That's
and
right.
And said, you don't want to see this guy. Damn shame.
Yes.
95 started this morning late lifting construction of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's what started all of this 2 hours ago, okay? So they had the right tube blocked. They were late getting out of there. Then there was a wreck in the left tube. That backed up 95 very quickly. 895 backed up. So we're still pushing all this traffic south on 95 and 895, trying to recover a little better. I mean, it's moving. There's some gaps in the traffic now at 95 and Moravia Road. 895, same thing. So just with that, we might be under 30 minutes now southbound, barring any new problems, but at least we're moving some traffic. You feel like you're making some progress and not just sitting still at both the harbor tunnels. If you're going into Annapolis, we're still getting the report of that tractor-trailer broken down eastbound 50, exiting at West Street. And whatever the incident is, not sure if it was police activity, it was a wreck, northbound 95 near Route 32 in Howard County. We've had continuous delays there coming up from the ramps at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, your reputation in Irvington preceded itself. I remember one time we went over to the house, knocked on the door, and said, does Chuck live here? And your mom said, yeah, just bring him in, throw him on the couch.
Nice. You know, my parents moved from East Baltimore when I was five, but I found out where they were and I took the bus.
That's right.
I got off on the number 8 on Frederick Avenue. I was all right.
They always say, if ever Chuck went missing, look, he's probably located next to Fudgy the Whale. That's where
it is. I was at Neptune shooting pool.
There you go. All right, see you in a couple. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, dry, breezy today. Low humidity, low 80s. Gorgeous next couple of days. Get out and enjoy. Looks like the weekend's setting up to be pretty nice as well. Sunny, 67 in Glen Burnie at 66 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, we played President Trump's remarks earlier about finishing off the job as he's still trying to get Iran to come to their senses, and they'll either do that through a perfect deal, as he said, or he will finish the job, and it will not end well for the murder mullahs of Iran. He began his cabinet meeting yesterday at the White House with a victory lap for his perfect endorsement record. So far in this election cycle, President Trump is 118 for 118. That's 100% after more primary wins, especially in Texas, where he endorsed Ken Paxton, who blew out John Cornyn, the Rhino, with, again, nearly a 30-point margin there. He also dunked on the Geico caveman, Al Green. Of course, he was always looking to impeach President Trump at the drop of a hat. So Green is gone, as well as Thomas Massie went down in flames in Kentucky. He was recently seen vacationing in Costa Rica with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Trump went off on Somali welfare fraudsters yesterday, and Ilhan Omar saying they're all crooks. says massive new findings are going to be released. He said, you haven't seen anything yet about fraud. Well, more on that coming up in just a second. And the Justice Department just launched a criminal investigation into Trump rape accuser E. Jean Carroll. Remember, in 2019, she alleged Trump raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room, but could not name the date or even the year this allegedly took place. Carroll previously said rape is sexy and a fantasy. The jury sided with Carroll anyway because it was a New York jury. No evidence. Trump has denied the allegations and called her a whack job, not my type. And now, of course, the Justice Department is looking into whether or not she made the whole thing up. So that will keep you posted on that. Interesting idea proposed by Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Mark Wayne Mullen as to what to do with sanctuary states and or cities that will not cooperate with ICE and won't cooperate with federal immigration. And he says it has to do with airports within these states and cities. And they're looking at stopping the international flights into these cities. Here was his idea yesterday.
And I said, you know, if they're going to not allow us to go out and arrest the worst of the worst, and then when we call for assistance at the facilities, that the street, it belongs to the city. If it belonged to us, we would take care of it, but it belongs to the city, and they're barricading our employees from coming in and out of the facility, then why are we processing international flights into the airport there? And we are currently, which we're not initiating yet, but we're currently drawing up plans to say, listen, in these sanctuary cities where the local radical left Democrats aren't allowing us to do our job and enforce federal laws, then we shouldn't be processing international flights into their cities either, because they don't want us to enforce immigration, but they want us to process immigration at their facilities. Nothing about that makes sense to me.
Yeah, and locally, that would affect BWI because this Community Trust Act is exactly what he's talking about. It's a sanctuary state or city policy. And if they do come up with this policy, and they do, there's talk about them playing hardball now with the cities and states, it could affect our ability to take any kind of international flight in or out of BWI. Stay tuned for that. Stephen Miller also said the fraud is so bad that they've discovered the anti-fraud task force that it could pay off a few bills.
Not abiding by our laws, and the amount that has been fleeced from us is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. I believe, based on what I've seen and what I've heard, is that we could balance the federal budget if the only dollars that went out of the Treasury went to individuals who were properly, lawfully, correctly eligible to receive them. And that ultimately is going to be what we have to do as a country. In the meantime, because of the Vice President's leadership, you are seeing the most muscular, robust, aggressive, dedicated, determined, and speedy effort to shut down criminal fraud that has not only ever occurred in the history of this country, but in any developed nation. So thank you.
Yeah, and so you could pay off the balance of the federal budget, maybe pay off the federal deficit. SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler revealed $200 billion in fraudulent PPP loans were hidden by the Biden administration yesterday at the cabinet meeting. She said, people are going to jail. President Trump responding to Biden's lawsuit to block ghostwriter audio tapes, urging the acting Attorney General Todd Blanche to fight for their release. Biden's fighting them because it shows just how he was gone. The mind was just completely gone. Much like the Robert Herr tapes, remember? An elderly man with a poor memory. And finally, Erica Kirk has filed a lawsuit against Robert De Niro, $30 million for his vile and disgusting attacks on her husband, Charlie, and Turning Point USA. So, big defamation lawsuit, $30 million lawsuit against washed-up, aging actor, Trump-deranged Robert De Niro. That's the way it went down, 494 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 721, tone-deaf Governor Moore on Children Left Behind coming up in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company. Tell you about our friends at Town Appliance, both mayors who run the place. Just incredible. 70 different brands, high-end brands like Bosch and Sub-Zero and many, many others. And the fact is they have, well, an appliance for every budget in mind. And if you're looking just for a single appliance or for an entire kitchen upgrade, they got you covered at Town Appliance. They have got five-star customer service, and competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. So you really need to check out the showroom for yourself. Go in right now during their Memorial Day spring sales event, which is still going on right now at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Check them out, townappliance.com. Check out the appliance you're interested in. Go in and pick out your favorite and tell them that I sent you to Town Appliance.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Fox 25 weather, traffic weather on the threes first. Then we'll get our Fox 25 weather authority forecast in just a moment.
Got me all confused.
I know. I just sometimes we reverse ourselves. And there's a lot of people doing that this morning at the tunnel early on. They were trying to get the hell out of there.
You know, they wish they could.
Yeah.
You know, at 895, once you get past a certain point, there's nowhere to get off.
Right.
That's it. So you got to go wee-wee. You got a problem.
Time for the tinkle cup.
The sneaky leaky. Just a little hole in the floorboard. And don't worry about it. The guy behind you can deal with it. Southbound Bel Air Road at the Beltway, there's a report of a minor accident there on Bel Air Road southbound. They're doing some road work now, apparently emergency road work southbound on Bel Air Road at Honeygo Boulevard. Morning backup has arrived now, top of the hill in Annapolis, southbound I-97 at Route 32. That's going to get better after the bridge at 178. Keep in mind, there was a broken down tractor trailer on 50 eastbound near the ramp at West Street that was adding to some of the heavy traffic there. Northbound 95 is still backed up in Howard County. There was an incident in the right lane up at Route 32. Delays now start at 198 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's going to be sunny and dry today, less humid, breezy, maybe around 80 overnight temps, mid-50s, pretty much the same, a little cooler tomorrow, sunny, pleasant, upper 70s right now, gorgeous morning, 67 and partly cloudy in Middle River, and it is 65 in Bel Air. And we're talking about, again, the foster care children that have gone missing. This has just been, I think, a devastating indictment of Maryland state agencies, whether it be the Department of Human Services, Department of Juvenile Services, the governor, who says, leave no one behind, yesterday, believe it or not, in an incredibly tone-deaf moment. On the very day, his state Department of Human Services has announced that 26 children have gone missing. We have no idea where they are. I mean, we were in charge of their custody, again. So that tells you just how lax they are at some of these in these foster care programs and these foster care agencies, and also with these third parties. But he said he directed Maryland Juvenile Justice and Public Safety agencies to develop a statewide children's safety summer strategy focused on repeat juvenile offenders, youth violence, and illegal street takeovers. This is just a day after signing this major juvenile justice reform bill that limits the number of offenses for which minors can be automatically charged as adults. This is just incredibly tone deaf. So it's like, you know, in one, he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth. In one breath, we're not going to hold juveniles accountable. We're going to charge them juvenile courts for serious offenses like assault, guns, and drug charges, etc. But we need a summer strategy for these street takeovers. And repeat juvenile. Here's the strategy. Stop passing dangerous bills that don't hold these juvenile thugs accountable. Why don't you start there, Governor Moore? Why don't you start with making sure that children in your custody in the state, in care of the state of Maryland, and that you know where they are and that they're not being abused or assaulted in state homes and in state facilities and or state vendors and contractors like the place out in Carroll County, Summer Oak Academy, or Silver Oak, I'm sorry. So, again, this is just more of the same. This guy is all hat, no cattle. That's what we used to say down in Texas. Common saying there. So, again, this directive wants to prioritize prevention and intervention programs for high-risk young people and their families. What about prioritizing public safety over partisan politics? That might be a better directive. And so, again, redirecting emerging adults. I love that one, right? Juvenile delinquents are now emerging adults. Or not under DGS jurisdiction. How about making sure that you have enough people at the Department of Juvenile Services Detention Center to monitor those on the ankle bracelets? That might be a good start. That might be a good summer strategy, don't you think? And this is just unreal. This is what happens when you get pretenders. You get people with no practical, real-world experience running anything except for office. And that's exactly what we have here with this governor. Keep that in mind. All right, coming up, we'll take a look at the Maryland Teachers Union now urging Democrats to flip and vote in the Republican primary in Harford County. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman there for you 24-7. They've always been there for you. They've been there for members of my immediate family, WCBM family, and our listeners as well. And when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury, be it vehicle accidents or, you know, workman's comp, issues, or if you've had an issue with injured and in a business, they are going to do the best they can to represent you and make sure that you recover from your injuries. And that's exactly first and foremost. That is the priority there because they know that you want to get back to your family, back to your job, or back to running your business, the other priorities in life. So Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman et al., they take care of everything from A to Z. So you don't have to worry, get stressed out about anything except getting better. So hopefully you never need them, but they are there should you need them in the future. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. At 7:30, news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Congress is now looking for answers from Maryland's Board of Elections after the mail-in ballot mistake that sparked confusion as some voters received the wrong party primary ballot. Republicans on the U.S. House Administration Committee sent a letter to State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis on May 26, seeking answers to several questions about how the state of Maryland is going to ensure election integrity while making sure this mistake doesn't happen again. Maryland's ballot vendor made the mistake, according to DeMarinis, and now the state sent new mail-in ballots to people who requested one because there was no way of knowing for sure who got the wrong ballot. And 17 sheriffs across Maryland came together Wednesday in Annapolis to announce a federal lawsuit filed against Governor Wes Moore and the state in an attempt to stop the Community Trust Act from moving forward. The sheriffs, with the help of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland and named Governor Moore, Attorney General Anthony Brown, and the state of Maryland as defendants. Seeking injunctive relief, opponents of the Community Trust Act argue the legislation forces plaintiffs into an impossible and constitutional position. The legislation was passed by the General Assembly on the last day of session and further limits ICE cooperation in Maryland. It followed a formal ban on 287G agreements in the state, which was a bill passed and signed into law earlier this year. And Fox reports that city leaders faced sharp questions at City Hall during a budget hearing for the city's finance department as council members demanded action to collect millions of dollars in unpaid fines, fees, and invoices. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The incident on I-95 northbound in Howard County, apparently still there, was an incident blocking the right side of the roadway. Again, we never heard the official reason what's there. We don't know if it's a wreck or a police investigation or whatever. 95 is backed up beginning at 198 up through 216 and then finally gets better after you clear the incident before Route 32. But that's a long delay right now on the northbound side. Speaking of long delays, we're still backed up to Moravia Road at both the Harbor Tunnels. 25-minute delays at least southbound on 95 and 895. At least we're going now through the city at 95 at Camden Yards with the lanes open. 895 eventually down to the spur at I-97 and the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway down towards the parkway. The lanes are clear but very slow trying to get into both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we have a much drier day ahead of us, becoming sunny and comfortable with highs in the much less humid low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. And how about that clean sweep last night for the Birds as they return the favor to the Rays?
Oh, he's looking for more.
Maybe five.
A deep shot out to left field. His first Desert Oriole on his biggest night here in Birdland.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, and what a night it was for Blaze Alexander. A home run and a career-high 6 runs batted in. Gunnar Henderson smacked 2 as well as the Birds batter the Rays 11-2. Orioles now winners of 5 of the last 6 games. They welcome the Blue Jays to town tonight for the first of 4, with Chris Bassett taking on his former teammates at 6:35. Meanwhile, it was an all-Japanese pitching matchup last night in L.A.
Sugano's one run. Center field. Did he get enough? You bet he did. He's just showing off once again.
Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet LA. Shohei Ohtani taking old friend Tomo Sugano deep into the night. Another leadoff shot for Shohei. Dodgers beat Colorado 4-1 the final, and Shohei gets the win. 6 no-hit innings, 1 run allowed. His ERA this year is 0.82. It took about 5.5 minutes into Lamar's session with the media yesterday in Owings Mills before the quarterback was posed with the $64,000 question, and that is, with no contract extension in hand, does he see himself long-term as a Baltimore Raven?
Absolutely. I love the Ravens. I love this organization. I love this city. Just the team that drafted me, you know, got a lot of love for me, and I believe, you know, I got a lot of love for the city and this team as well, so like I told you, the reconstruction is done. Cool with that, but I love Baltimore.
The Ravens did restructure Lamar's existing contract in the offseason, lowering his cap number from $74.5 million to $34. His cap number for 2027 at this point, however, is upwards of $84 million. College sports news. 2 U.S. senators will soon introduce a bipartisan college sports bill that aims to curtail the wild, wild west that college sports has become. It's called the Protect College Sports Act, put forth by Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Maria Cantwell. It would provide the NCAA Illinois with an antitrust exemption to enforce several rules, including limiting athletes to transferring schools only once without penalty, limiting athlete eligibility to a maximum of 5 years. World Cup begins 2 weeks from today with expectations low for the U.S. team after dropping two friendlies to Portugal and Belgium. U.S. superstar Christian Pulisic was asked how he's dealing with it all.
All I can do is give my best. I'm so proud to represent this country. And, yeah, I'm going to do my best to make you guys proud, and I'm just thankful that you guys support me.
They'll open up on Friday the 12th against Paraguay. The time now is 7:37 when we return the definition of foot-in-mouth disease.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, YorktownSocial.com.
What an embarrassment for New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Okay.
Classic.
So let's just review here. The Knicks, of course, are the talk of the NBA right now with a chance to win their first championship in quite a while. And President Trump was telling media the other day that he was talking to some Knicks officials and they're inviting him to a game.
Right.
That's great. And so Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, was asked, you know, about this, right, like questioning his Knick fandom. And she said this.
I asked him to name the starting lineup from 1993 championship team and see how he does.
Okay. There's only one problem with that. They didn't have a championship team in 1993.
She's only off 20 years. What do you want from me? Blowhard politician.
Oh, my God. Stay in your lane. Which, Sean, by the way, that
she's one of the most inauthentic. I mean, there are a lot of politicians by definition, but she is one of the most inauthentic people out there I've ever seen.
That is crazy. Which reminds me, Sean, about this, and you'll remember this, I'm sure.
So let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagle!
That was Sherelle Parker.
That's right.
2 years ago, misspelling Eagle.
It reminds me, remember when KKT, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, was running as for Democrat governor?
Yeah.
And she said something about scoring a football.
Oh, right.
And didn't
use the right terminology.
Don't make sports analogies or comparisons. If you don't follow sports and don't know sports,
absolutely.
It should be politics 101, but they kind of blew up in her face as well.
I'm going to bookmark these two because I know there's going to be another one in the future, and then we'll play them all.
All right. Very good. I love that. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Again, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News and possibly win some WCBM merchandise, reserve your spot right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Hartford County Education Association, the teachers' union, is urging Democrats to flip their voter registrations to Republican to impact Maryland's upcoming primary election results in Hartford County. And again, Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore has this story. In mid-April, the Hartford County Education Association issued a newsletter to its members. And over the 15 pages, they discuss topics important to educators. And you'd expect that, right? Contract negotiations, understanding school budgets, how to attend training sessions. But then there's a big red flip on one of the pages. You can't miss it. And on this page, the teachers' union is encouraging its members who are Democrats or independent to switch their party affiliations to Republican to give the union's larger impact on upcoming elections. Translation, they don't like Bob Casley, and they want to target and get rid of Bob Casley. The newsletter even includes a QR code that directs readers to the Maryland State Board of Elections website where party affiliation can be changed. It's so easy. The newsletter explains, and again, they are a 501c5 nonprofit organization, and according to their federal financial filings, the mission is to work for the welfare of the educators and students of Hartford County, Maryland. And some are suggesting this might be missing the message here of the nonprofit mission and status of the teachers' union. The Hartford County Executive Bob Casley reacting.
This is new to Hartford County. It makes everybody cynical about our government, about democracy. It's very arrogant, and they want to be able to choose not just who's on the ballot in the Democrat primary, they want to be able to choose on the ballot in the Republican primary.
And again, look, I just think For those running in the, I'm not sure who's running in the Democrat primary in Harford County, but if you, if all these Democrats take their advice and independence and they end up voting, who's going to vote for the Democrats? I guess I'll have a few stragglers, if you will. But Castley did question the nonprofit status of the Harford County Education Association.
I think it is very inappropriate to have a union that's supposed to be a 501c5 organization that's supposed to be advocating for the kids and for the teachers to come in and say, well, we're going to deviate from that mission and we're going to also try to influence the political process as well. It's not what the nonprofit status was designed for, certainly.
And Pabst is the, he's reached out to the Harford County Education Association president and two vice presidents. None of them have wrote back. In fact, he's actually requesting an interview, but they're probably both hiding under their desks as we speak. So, again, more shenanigans, political shenanigans in the, I think, most corrupt state. California's right up there, but I think Maryland, based on its size and based on the supermajority, the one-party domination in this state for 50, 60 years, it's just amazing, I think this pretty much takes the cake. Your thoughts on that as well, especially if you're a teacher in Harford County? I'd like to hear from you. 743. Traffic weather on the threes with the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The backup heading towards Annapolis. A typical ride right here. Top of the hill, I-97 southbound at Route 32. And if you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard, pretty heavy there as well as you get into that merge after the bridge at 178. You're going south without any problem. A little bright sunshine on the windshield right there, which is strange because we haven't had that for a while. And really nothing major through Annapolis. That area around 50 and I-97 over at the Severn River Bridge and at the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are open. There was a tractor trailer broken down on 50 eastbound at the ramp at West Street. And again, that still could be a factor there. Back up on 95 in Howard County, still there. Coming up from Prince George's County, begins at 198 up through 216. The problem, whatever it is, and all they're saying it was an incident, was northbound in the right lane at Route 32. Pretty solid backup there on the northbound side. Problems way early this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up. We haven't recovered, but we've had no new problems since 6 o'clock. So we're moving traffic, but we're still backed up with at least a 20 to 25 minute delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, dry, less humid, highs in the low 80s today, overnight temps in the mid 50s, tomorrow sunshine, pleasant, highs in the upper 70s. Right now we're looking at a pretty nice morning out there. It is partly cloudy, 68 in Dundalk, and it is 69 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We had a contestant, and she disappeared. Just like that. Poof. Vanished.
What'd you do, Chuck?
Well,
I can't say.
Yeah. Could have been,
I called her and she got scared.
Could have been a cell phone call and the cell dropped or whatever the case may be. I think she's calling back now, and Kristen is going to get her on as soon as possible.
Hope it's not Linda from Dickieville.
Well, she's your friend.
I know.
Yeah.
I get worried about her.
Yeah. That was the, I heard from her a couple of weeks ago. She called the rescue show on Sunday morning. Right. So
did you tell her I was paddling upstream when the falls?
I did. I absolutely did. All right. Roberta from Pasadena is back. She is our contestant. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning.
Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right. She's polite.
Here are the three stories that you can consider. Story one, animal cruelty ballot. His proposal would put hunters and fishermen on the hook in the state of Oregon.
No.
The controversial legislation would outlaw killing or injuring any animal, even while shooting or catching your dinner. One step closer to landing on the ballot in Oregon, according to officials yesterday. So it'll be illegal to hunt and fish in the near future in the whole state of Oregon if it passes.
Mm-hmm.
Story two, Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu has launched an Office of LGBTQ Advancement and is giving away free underwear. The coming event put on by the office grabbed nearly $1 million in tax money. It is to discuss menstrual equity and the experiences of transgender menstruators.
What is wrong with them?
Apparently, the first event will have a catered dinner and free underwear.
We'll I have a menstrual show right
to
after
eat
that.
When you're
it was coming.
Talking about that.
What kind of music do they play in a menstrual show?
Cramp rock. I don't know. Is there such a thing?
There is now. And story three, a new dating site has been launched for single men and women for age 21 and up. Only AI fans. Featuring nothing but digital dates and hookups. The cost to join Only AI fans? $500. A little steep. Story one, they're going to make it illegal to hunt and fish in Oregon. Story two, free underwear in Boston. And story three, only AI fans' new digital dating site. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Okay, I'm going to go with number three as the fake.
All right, Maggie likes number three. Kristen?
This is a hard one. How do you hook up with AR? I don't know. Maybe I don't want to know. I don't know.
I don't think you want to know either.
I think I'll go with number three.
Kristen goes for number three. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for story number one. And Roberta?
One, also.
Also number one. Nobody wants your story number two. Yeah, I guess it doesn't shock anybody anymore. Free underwear, that's a true story. Mm-hmm. Up in Boston for the transgender menstruators.
So nasty.
Sounds like a band.
Oh, yeah. They're going to open movie. For our next roast, aren't they?
That's right. Sounds like a new Marvel movie.
Menstruators.
Story one, the banning of hunting and fishing in Oregon is a true story.
No.
Sorry about that, Roberta. No. Appreciate you playing. All right. Call again. Good luck next time. Maggie and Kristen prevail again. Chuck goes home licking his wounds.
I'm like the Tampa Bay Rays. I suddenly suck.
Suddenly?
Well.
Oh!
Ding, ding, ding.
Burn!
Woo! That was don't a live me. Fastball.
Don't call me for any traffic instructions on the way home.
Little chin music there.
Call your husband if you need anything.
They call that a brushback.
Do you know who something are you talking we
don't?
To?
Yeah, who are you talking
I'm
to?
I'm talking to Megan.
No. What are you talking to?
I'm the one that said
you're talking to me.
Not you.
You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you, baby.
You're talking to me.
You want a piece of me?
You want some of this?
All right. The two of you need to go to your corners, and we'll continue on with
the
show. Yes, sir?
Something new in the left tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Don't know what it is yet. Right lane of the left tube southbound.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Coming up at the top of the hour, we hope to hear from Delegate Nino Mangione. Mackenzie Frost joins us at 8:37 to talk about the Youth Charging Reform Act, the Community Trust Act, getting a lot of attention this week as she goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. And still to come, Congress now looking in to the mail-in ballot error or failure here in the state of Maryland. The replacement ballots have been gone out this week, and you should be getting yours. By tomorrow or Saturday at the latest. We'll get you caught up to date on that as well. Coming up next, what's going to happen with the uncollected fines, unpaid bills, etc. in the city of Baltimore? Who's going to be left footing the bill for those? Some Federal Hill residents think the taxpayers ultimately are going to be the ones going to be paying for those unpaid fines and bills. 7:50, you're listening to KCN Company.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. 603. We look forward to meeting you.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
.752, it's 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Folks weighing in on a number of issues here this morning. Steve says on the Glock law, does the state of Maryland inherit my Glock when I pass? Great question. You can't transfer it. I guess it would stay in the family, right? Maybe. I mean, is it a family transfer or is it just an individual? I would imagine, I haven't seen the way the law is written, that an individual could not transfer it because you're the one that has been permitted, with it passed the background check for the gun. I would imagine you can't pass that on to your heirs. Just saying. Another reason why it's a dumb law that I think it's not going to withstand the light of day, especially if it goes to the Supreme Court. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, looks like some incident here in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right lane of the left tube is affected. Not sure if it's a broken down vehicle or a wreck, but it's a single lane right now in the left tunnel. Two lanes are open in the right tunnel. We back up again on 95 back beyond Moravia Road, 895 southbound, slowing as well. Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Have not seen any major issues on the Beltway. All the normal delays are out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny and dry, less humid today. Highs in the low 80s. Overnight temps in the mid 50s. And sunny and pleasant tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. And right now we're looking at 66 and mostly cloudy in Owings Mills. A little cloud cover moving in. 68 in Ellicott City. We've been covering this story about the federal home residents that had uncovered, they went on the Open Baltimore website and found all sorts of unpaid tickets and fines and fees totaling $323 million sitting uncollected. And somebody asked me the other day, do we have a boot program in Baltimore? We do. And apparently, I think if it's, I got to go look it up again, but if it's two unpaid parking tickets and or whatever, traffic tickets, red light, whatever it is, if you have two and you have not addressed them in a certain amount of time, then your car is to get booted. The problem is there's a lot of out-of-state vehicles that they can't boot because they're out of their jurisdiction. So that's what federal... We now know, based on a city council meeting the other day, that there's nearly $30 million in unpaid bills. So you add the two of those together, that's $350 million in unpaid, uncollected bills, fines, fees, etc., in Baltimore City, and they're facing a $64 million deficit. City Council President Zeke Cohen said he's got serious concerns.
Baltimoreans deserve excellent accounting practices from their finance department. They deserve to know that our systems work and every dollar is being collected and spent appropriately. The results of this audit are cause for serious concern.
Yeah, and the question here is, you would think that somebody in the city would be competent, trained, or tasked, or all of the above, with collecting these unpaid bills.
It is extremely important that every single dollar is collected. It is imperative that we develop systems to fix our internal controls so that every source of revenue, leanable or unleanable, is able to be collected by the city.
And yesterday at the city council meeting, the city administrators saying they're going to take a more aggressive approach to collecting these bills.
That individual out of state would only get two notices, the ticket itself, and then a follow-up, and that was it. Now we're doing a follow-up for six full months.
We are beefing up to be more aggressive.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it takes. It takes you getting embarrassed by a media story for you to get that more aggressive. They pretty much just go through life at City Hall, again, wasting your tax dollars. They don't care. And, of course, all of this money is now leading. Look, the problem here is whether it's a $64 million deficit or $350 million in uncollected bills, Federal Hill residents are saying that they fear that it's going to be the residents who pay.
Why should they have to hire a collection agency? Aren't they supposed to have staff?
There was deflection and finger pointing and making excuses.
Yeah, again, the city, believe it or not, has actually gone out and hired a collection agency to collect these bills. And you know, with collection agencies, they usually take a certain percentage of the bill that they collect. So, again, so this is an admission that the city of, the people are running the city of Baltimore, the people that are administrators in the city of Baltimore, that they are incompetent, or they're just not qualified to begin with to do their jobs. I mean, it doesn't, other cities do it. How do other cities collect their bills and their fines, and Baltimore doesn't? Or maybe this is systemic. I don't know if it, in other cities, we just cover Baltimore, but maybe it is happening in other cities. But what's clear here is that whoever is in these positions, they don't know what they're doing, or they don't care. Or maybe it's a combination of the two. And again, these two Federal Hill residents, Sandra Seward and Stephen Topping, are calling for a full-scale investigation into why city administrators and officials, elected and otherwise, are so cavalier with taxpayer dollars.
Our mayor, our controller, our city council should at the very least say, we are investigating this. We want to get back to the citizens of Baltimore and have a time frame on it and be professional.
We, the taxpayers, will lose because we'll get increased fees, we'll get increased taxes if they ignore these huge amounts of revenue.
So I've heard three different figures from the city in the last week, okay? Again, we find out first that the city has failed to collect more than $4 million in invoices or unpaid bills. Then that changed to $14 million. And then almost overnight, that grew to nearly $30 million. So it's obvious, it's painfully obvious, that they have no idea how much money is owed. They're making it up as they go along. It's a guessing game. And again, if you live in the city and you're paying property taxes and all the rest of the taxes in the city, and it's going to the city hall, really the buck stops at Mayor Brandon Scott's desk. He's the one that's on the Board of Estimates. He's the one that could command that get your act together. He said there's no way in hell this should ever be tolerated. Well, go out and prove it, Mr. Mayor, for once. Let's see if you have any chops. It's 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. An egregious ceasefire violation, that's what the U.S. military says Iran is guilty of after the Iranians targeted Kuwait with missiles, which were intercepted. Earlier, the U.S. struck Iranian missile launch sites and drones near the Strait of Hormuz, the flare-up in hostilities, latest challenge to the fragile ceasefire. And beyond military action,
the Trump administration has placed additional sanctions on Iran, this time targeting the country's newly created agency that's trying to control shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. It's the latest effort to use economic leverage on top of military action to push Iran's leadership into an agreement to end the war and open the waterway. The sanctions were announced after officials told AP U.S. forces had carried out new strikes on an Iranian military facility after downing Iranian attack drones. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel is more aggressively going after Iran proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon. The latest on that front, Israeli fighter jets struck a southern suburb of Beirut. President Trump gets a courtside invitation.
President Donald Trump says he plans to take in an NBA Finals game in New York when the series comes to Madison Square Garden next month. Trump says Knicks owner James Dolan asked him to join when the Knicks play either the Spurs or the Thunder. New York reached the finals for the first time since 1999 after sweeping Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. Trump, a New York native, praised the Knicks' performance and called their return to the championship round after decades of futility, quote, great to see. I'm Geffen Coolball.
House Democrats introducing a bill that's aimed at blocking construction of the president's proposed triumphal arch near the Lincoln Memorial. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 94 points, and NASDAQ futures off 125. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Taking the kayaks out on the lake, hot dogs on the grill, and your sister's boyfriend pulling out his acoustic guitar.
Everyone quiet! Harrison's playing. Wow, you're so good, Harrison.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the broken down vehicle in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is now pushed out and in the area behind the white line south of the tunnel, so we're moving all four lanes again. But just very quickly, once again, we backed up on 95 back beyond Moravia Road. 895 took another hit. They're backed up to Moravia Road once again. So now we're sitting again at least 30-minute delays on the southbound side. We still had some problems. I have to go back and revisit this. It was an incident northbound 95 at Route 32 in Howard County. Earlier, that was blocking the right lane. We had delays coming up from 198 and from Route 216 on the northbound side coming up towards Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have a much drier day ahead of us, becoming sunny and comfortable with highs in the much less humid low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool as temperatures fall back into the mid 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Pikesville and 69 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Town Appliance. Fox 45 reports that state officials have lost more than two dozen foster children in their care. A Spotlight on Maryland investigation has found the Maryland Department of Human Services told Spotlight Wednesday morning that 26 children are currently missing. The email came after Spotlight on Maryland requested the information three times in a two-week period, repeatedly asking how many state foster children were missing from government care. The DHS response was sent after a Spotlight story that said the agency hadn't answered the question. And a Baltimore man has pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking and firearm charges in connection with a local drug trafficking investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office says law enforcement caught Davon Taylor in a hand-to-hand cocaine exchange at an open-air parking lot behind the 5200 block of Park Heights Avenue, known as the Vanyard. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 149. The pick 4, 2897. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your outdoor cooking space ready for summer? If not, head to Town Appliance at Owings Mills. They're having their massive Memorial Day savings right now. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Linux. Perfect for upgrading your backyard. When you tell Mayor Mayer I sent you, they'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you right on budget. Go to townappliance.com for more information. Town Appliance, Great deals for your entire home.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Quite a performance by the Birds last night, pounding out 16 hits in support of Trey Gibson, who got his first Major League win. 11-2 was the final over the Rays, sweeping Tampa Bay. A lot to unpack from this game, but manager Albernez says the tone was set early.
Yeah, I think Wardy set the tone right away. First pitch you saw, like, I think we all know Wardy is extremely patient, and for him to jump on the first pitch and smoke it up the middle, it kind of got everyone juiced up in the dugout, and then Gunner, you know, putting the ball in, over into the seats.
First of two for Gunner, by the way. Blaze Alexander with a home run, a career-high 6 runs batted in. For his part, Gibson thankful for that infield defense that bailed him out time and time again.
What was it, 3 double plays? Just turn double plays on those ground balls. I'm a ground ball type of pitcher, so that's huge.
Birds open a 4-game set tonight against the Blue Jays at 6:35 with Chris Bassett facing his former teammates. More from Lamar yesterday, and Owings Mills grilled about the lack of a contract extension. Jackson was asked what was the biggest barrier to getting it done.
I was thinking about how I was going to respond to this question if I got it. But, you know, I'm going to give you the same answer I always give. I just want to keep those conversations private. You know, we restructured the deal, and that's what we have right now.
And finally, more from U.S. soccer icon Landon Donovan, who was on the U.S. team back in 2002 that really provided the last hurrah for U.S. soccer.
In the men's side, we have won one knockout game, meaning get out of your group,
yep,
knockout game,
mm-hmm,
in our history. And that was against Mexico,
right,
too.
Round of 16.
How we haven't done that since, that really hit me when they said that. That's pretty alarming. We're not developing players.
And expectations are low for this year's team as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Ravens superstar who just goes about his business. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. In this segment, Delegate Nino Mangione joins us on a newsmaker hotline. There is a vacancy on the Baltimore County Council, and it's going to be voted on tomorrow. And Delegate Mangione, as you know, is running for Baltimore County Council. I believe it's in District 5. Good morning, Nino. Is it District 5, right?
Don, good morning. It is the vacancy for the current District 3, which under the new map for the 2026 election will be District 5 once the election is finalized.
Right. Okay. So you actually want to be considered for this county council vacancy. And you've made no secret that you wanted to join the county council now for quite some time. Is this Baltimore County Republican Central Committee rules? Is that what they're trying to follow here?
Yeah, it's my understanding, Sean, they have to have this public forum, and it takes place on Saturday. Of course, I'm encouraging people, if they support the work I've done for Republicans over the years, they support my values that are shared Republican values, then they can email in. It's appointments, pretty easy here, Sean. It's appointments at BaltimoreCountyGOP.org. Again, that's appointments at BaltimoreCountyGOP.org. If they want to just say a sentence or two or a reason or two as to why they think that I need to be on that council to help Baltimore County going forward, in terms, and I say this, Sean, I mean, over the year, over this next year, we are going to elect a new county executive, which is obviously a massive position, but we're expanding the council to 9 members, 7 new members. And this is one of the core reasons as to why I believe I need or should be on the council, is because this council going forward is going to make decisions that shape the future, really, of this community for decades. It's going to significantly change. And now more than ever, I believe we need conservative, strong leadership, strong Republican leadership for the people of this county, Sean, because when you have 9 or 7 new members of a 9-member body, it completely changes the ideological background, I should say, of what's going to happen. We need a conservative voice. And when Wayne Koch, when he announced that he was retiring, that's when I reflected, because I was running for the state Senate, and I thought about how I can best have an impact, best serve if I'm going to be in public office. And I decided Baltimore County is where I want to focus, since that is where I've lived, it's where I spent my entire life, it's where I went to college, it's where most of my entire family, I have a large family, and of course our family's business. And I concluded that's where I want to be. And local government is really where decisions are made, and it's huge when it comes to development and public safety, which I'm a public safety candidate, endorsed by the fire department, endorsed by the police, whether it's infrastructure, the stuff that impacts your daily life, Sean. So I've made this commitment. I pivoted, and I wanted to take my experience, for example, fighting the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. I mean, I had the opportunity traveling through North Baltimore County to meet residents, to visit people's family farms, these beautiful farms. You would not believe just how beautiful, and the owners and I don't want to use her name because I don't want to put her out there in public, but a friend, her, this incredible piece of land that she said, yep, that's where these towers from this out-of-state PSEG, this company coming in here, that whole story, that, and what a terrible shame. But somebody had to stand up to, and somebody has to continue standing up to these types of things, which is why I held my town halls. It's why somebody has to stand up to policies coming out of the county pushing these illegal immigration and policies that are anti- just out of it, like I did in Annapolis, pro-criminal legislation. I have a record of doing these things for 8 years in Annapolis, fighting the crime problem needs to happen here. We see what happens in Towson. It's out of control. It's a shame. And, Sean, you would probably agree with me, I'm sure, here, when we keep hearing from people, well, we can't, believe it or not, our opponent mentioned, well, it's a perception problem in Towson. The crime problem is not as serious as people are making it sound.
I do agree with you on that. Hold that thought for just a second. We got a traffic update, and we'll return more with Delegate Nino Mangione on this vacancy now, this appointment for county council here in Baltimore County. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes with the update now. Chuck Whitaker.
It's been slow for a while, and it's been several hours here with this situation. Northbound 95 in Howard County at Route 32. Still blocking the right side. Never saw it, and we don't have a camera on it, but I see the backup at 216 and also at 198. So with that, anybody coming up from the Capitol Beltway, they're looking at delays. I think some of this overflow traffic on the Parkway northbound coming up from the Capitol Beltway is also the result of that backup on 95. So even the Parkway is getting an impact right now coming up from the Capitol Beltway. 695, really nothing out of the ordinary there. All the big problems have been from way early this morning in the 5 o'clock hour with late lifting construction at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That started everything. Then we had a wreck in the left tunnel, and we backed up to Moravia Road. We're still at 8:15 in the morning, still backed up to Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny, dry, breezy, less humid, low 80s today. Right now, partly cloudy, 69 in Annapolis, and it is 67 in Reisterstown. On our newsmaker hotline is Delegate Nino Mangione. Regarding this, you know, I think it was Mike Hertel who said there was not really a crime problem, but just a perception of a crime problem. Go tell that to the people that have actually carjacked at Towson Town Center, or the brawls that we see in the streets on York Road, or the drug transactions in the open-air drug dealers in Essex and Middle River, or the double shooting in Owings Mills, and on and on and on it goes. There are problems in the county, and a lot of it's based on Democrat policies, you know, the juvenile thug embracing of the laws the last couple of General Assembly sessions. You knew you were down there for these things. They have created this, not a perception, but an actual environment of crime.
Well, Sean, I actually was referring to, believe it or not, I was at a forum the other day, actually with my good friend Pat Dyer, and who's running for county executive. He did a great job, and my the Democrat, I should say, running in my district was saying that, and I just couldn't believe it. But with that said, yes, you're right. And throughout my time, I agree with you. It's certainly not just a perception problem; it's a real problem. And throughout my time in Annapolis, you mentioned. I mean, that's what I'm trying to bring here. I want to reiterate. I mean, in my time in Annapolis, that is exactly right. I stood firm against those type of pro-criminal policies. I stood against the Democrats. And this is a crucial point I want to make, because the district that I am running in, if turned over to the Democrats, would create a supermajority on Baltimore Council. And the supermajority in Annapolis, that is where we saw the assault, whether it was on taxpayers, with the largest tax and fee increase in history, the assault several years ago on law enforcement, the assault on our small businesses with these anti-business policies and tax fees increases on them as well, the assault on parental rights. I voted against Wes Moore's massive spending increases. And, I mean, you're looking at, I see these people all the time, these tax and fees have pushed Maryland families out of this state, and ridiculous, absurd things like the paint tax. And then, I mean, some people think that Republicans, Sean, should just compromise on things like these massive budgets or paint taxes and some of these crime initiatives. But that's the problem in Annapolis, and that just basically means Republicans staying silent while Democrats push Maryland and push Baltimore County further in the wrong direction here. And I was not elected to stay silent. I was elected to fight for our values, and that's exactly what I did in Annapolis and will do here on the Baltimore County government level. And it's very simple. I mean, my platform, I look at it like this. We do, as you just mentioned, need to focus, laser focus, on the crime problem in Baltimore County. That's full support of our police officers, firefighters, first responders. We're almost 300 officers short, believe it or not. That means stopping any additional taxes and reckless government spending at the county government level. Don't forget, I remember Johnny Ed when he came in his first year or so, they raised taxes at the county level, making sure Maryland is more affordable for all of our families, seniors included. Like, I was at Mercy Ridge, they're seniors, the senior living community, but I said to them, you have policies that come out of Annapolis, they make it difficult for middle class seniors, for all seniors. We're one of the worst states to retire in, but also for your families to be able to keep more of their money and stay here and find a job here. Transparency and accountability in county government. I mean, the Inspector General, Sean, how many times have we talked about in this, and the idea that they can't investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system? One of the first things I would do is continue to push to allow that Inspector General to have that authority. So these are the issues. I believe Baltimore County deserves real strong Republican leadership, a strong conservative voice on the council. That's why I'm seeking the appointment this Saturday.
All right, one more thought. I have a minute left, but you talk about the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis. This is what they're trying to do in Baltimore County, with a Democrat county executive, God forbid. But you're going from 7 to 9. If Democrats pick up those seats, it's 6-3, and you need 5 votes to override the veto. I mean, the county executive. I mean, that's going to be a tall task, is it not? This is why the Republicans need to be strong. Wade Catch, he was more interested in his pension bill. Todd Crandall, unfortunately, had some personal issues and had to resign. So now more than ever, we need good, solid, conservative Republicans representing us at the county council level to help prevent the supermajority.
Yeah, well, thanks, Sean. You're right. That's why I made the switch to the council level. That's what I want to do, is fight for Baltimore County. Like I said in the beginning of this interview, this is my home. It's always been my home. I never left. I never left for college even. It's just right here is where my focus is. I know a lot of people in Baltimore County. I want to be a voice there, a conservative, strong Republican voice. And to fight, again, a lot of this I'd like to think is common sense, but to fight the idea of a Democrat supermajority and the county going fully the way of what we've seen in Annapolis. Because there's a lot of local, they're trying to override local control in many cases, mm-hmm. but counties have a lot of ability to govern in a way where if done correctly, they can do things that actually they kind of push Annapolis aside and to some small degree, unless you go along with them. Unless you have people that are on the county council level that agree with what's happening in Annapolis. And when you are adding these two new seats and the three members of the Democrats that are retiring, and you allow these very progressive liberals, I've seen them. I've seen some of these liberals running for the council position. If you allow them full control in a supermajority, you're going to see Baltimore. Maybe I won't even use the state of Maryland. I'll start saying it's going to become more and more like Baltimore City. So on a municipal level, so poorly managed. So that's the reason I'm running, and that's why I need everybody's help if they want to email in appointments at BaltimoreCountyGOP.org. Again, that's appointments at BaltimoreCountyGOP.org.
All right, Neil, thanks. Appreciate it. Good luck to you this Saturday. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
That's Delegate Nino Mangione. It's 8:21, and you're listening to KCN Company.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at vinnysteele.com. That's vinnysteele.com.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
8:23, traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, that broken down vehicle coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still there. They're in the painted out area behind the white line, but they're kind of looking at it, so they're still affecting the left-hand tube southbound, even though all the lanes are open, still backed up on 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 has moved down just a bit right around Pulaski Highway now, so maybe we've gone to 25 minutes instead of 30 minutes southbound on 895. Leftover slowing on the Beltway, still there. It's all the normal stuff on the Parkville side, the inner loop through Greenspring over to the JFX, and we're still 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. We've had really no problems at all on the JFX southbound from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. They're still looking at whatever this is. We don't know what it is. Northbound 95 in Harford County. Make that in Howard County at Route 32. And that backup has been there for at least 2 hours. So whatever they're looking at, backing us up on 95 northbound back to at least the ramps at 198 as you're coming up from the Prince George's County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for Thursday, sunny, dry, less humid, breezy, low 80s today. Right now, cloudy, 68 in Parkville, partly cloudy, 69 in Severn. From the birthplace of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, May the 28th, 1758, the first engagement of the French and Indian War. A Virginia militia under then command of 22-year-old Lieutenant Colonel George Washington defeats a French reconnaissance party in southwestern Pennsylvania. In the surprise attack, the Virginia militia killed 10 French soldiers from Fort Duquesne, formerly known as Fort Pitt, before the French took over Pittsburgh, including the French commander Coulon de Jumonville, and took 21 prisoners. Only one of Washington's men was killed. It was his battlefield strategy and military acumen that caught notice, that he was soon put in charge of all Virginia forces, not just a segment of the militia. And General George Washington would go on, obviously, Lieutenant Colonel would go on to be promoted to a general, and then eventually would be named the General of the U.S. Continental Army. But the French-Indian War raged on elsewhere in North America after this battle. With the signing of Treaty of Paris in February of 1763, France lost all claims in the mainland of North America east of the Mississippi. Remember, they gave up Louisiana, including New Orleans, to Spain. 15 years later, French bitterness over their loss of the North American Empire contributed to their intervention in the American Revolution on the side of the Patriots, despite the fact that the Patriots were led by one of France's oldest enemies, then Lieutenant Colonel George Washington. And that is a look at our America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCVM, Baltimore.
All right, this just in, the state agency responsible for overseeing Medicaid payments and services lacked effective processes to identify millions of dollars in questionable payments made to dead or inmates. According to an audit released this week, the Office of Legislative Audits have found the Medicaid Care Program Administration did not process changes to care plans in a timely manner, delaying care for vulnerable patients. Those are among some of the other findings. And apparently these are repeat audit findings. So what have I been saying now for months, years, that I suspect that Medicaid is just as bad here as it is in Minnesota, in California, in Maine, etc.? And we just don't know how bad it is. Yeah, there were 8 instances of questionable fiscal documentation or program oversight that could indicate improper management of funds for Medicaid. And the fact is that I hope we need to get this report in front of the Vice President Vance fraud task force, along with Stephen Miller. I hope they pay attention. We'll send this down to Washington and see if, because we don't know what the exact dollar amount is. But it's anywhere from, we're saying in one 3-year stretch alone, it could be over $6 million just to inmates alone, additional $3 million to people who are dead. So there you go. There's about $9 or $10 million in question as we speak. And I'm sure that's just tip of the iceberg. 8:30, Mackenzie Frost goes in depth with us next, right after the news. And with the news update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Attorney General Anthony Brown has announced appointments to the Commission on the House of Reformation and Instruction for Colored Children. The commission was established by the General Assembly to confront the history of young black children who died at the state-supported facility in PG County between the 1870s and 1941. The graves remain largely unmarked on the grounds of the former institution that was supposed to keep them safe. The commission will conduct forensic, archaeological, and historical research and engage descendants in affected communities. Commission members will also develop recommendations for acknowledgement, memorialization, education, and systemic reform. There's more information on the Maryland Attorney General's webpage. And Mayor Brandon Scott will celebrate the addition of 8 new buses to the Charm City Circulator fleet today. The mayor will be joined by representatives from the Baltimore City Department of Transportation, the Waterfront Partnership, and Transit Partners at City Hall at 10:45 this morning. The free Charm City Circulator buses stop at more than 100 locations across the city from Mount Vernon to Federal Hill and Harbor East to Cherry Hill. And Ascension St. Agnes Hospital will be holding a Spring into Careers recruitment event on Friday. The hospital is looking for healthcare professionals and job seekers to fill a variety of positions from nursing and transport to surgical services and administrative functions. The career fair is being held in partnership with Maryland Physicians Care to connect job seekers directly with hiring teams. The event will take place from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the main lobby of the hospital. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Blair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so both the tunnels southbound still backed up. I'm looking at you live here at the camera at 895 where you cross under Pulaski Highway. It's moving, but it's crawling, and it's not going very quickly into the tunnel. 25 minutes from there through the tunnel and on your way to the south side. 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. As you come out of the left tube southbound, the police car there is backing up a vehicle behind the white line. So they're kind of looking at that. But all four lanes are moving. But again, we're 25 to 30 minute delays. That situation's still there. The activity northbound I-95 in Howard County at Route 32. Delays are still back towards 198. A lot of overflow traffic using the parkway northbound as a detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we have a much drier day ahead of us, becoming sunny and comfortable with highs in the much less humid low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool as temperatures fall back into the mid 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. The total game changer. The offense wasn't the only thing to rave about last night at Camden Yards.
Now the 2-2. Bounding ball. Henderson with range. High throw.
From short left field.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer had the call. That play by Gunner to snuff out a Rays rally in the third, and 3 double plays in back of Trey Gibson highlighted the defensive side of the O's 11-2 whipping of the Rays. It was a sweep last night at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, the return to health of this pitcher can change the race in the AL East.
The 0-2. Strike 3. Got him looking. That is strikeout number 10. For Garrett Cole.
Ryan Arruco had the call on the YES Network. Garrett Cole pitching shutout baseball into the seventh in his second start after coming back from Tommy John surgery. Yanks blanked the Royals last night 7-0. Owings Mills yesterday, this guy just keeps going about his business. We're talking about Trey Hendrickson, hasn't missed an OTA yet. Head coach Jesse Minter, very impressed.
He's coming into a new situation, new defense, new terminology. Just to watch his process of how he learns, how he needs to know what he needs to know and also know what everybody else is doing. He's an unbelievable leader in the edge room. He's helping really bring those young guys along as well. And, you know, I think it was a lot of third down at the end of practice. And
happy heavenly birthday today. One of the greatest all-around athletes of the 20th century, the legendary Jim Thorpe, Olympic track star and NFL Hall of Famer, born on this day in 1887, passed away in 1953. And the logo, L.A. Lakers Hall of Fame shooting guard Jerry West, was born on this day in 1938. Happy terrestrial birthday today to former Ravens offensive lineman Michael Orr, whose life was made into the movie The Blind Side. He's celebrating his 40th birthday today. And finally, Major League Baseball mourning the loss today of a former number one overall draft pick who did something rarely seen in MLB history.
Reardon delivers. There's a fly ball deep left center field. Wright looking up. He did it. He did it.
Talking about former Braves third baseman Bob Horner, who in 1986 became just the 11th major leaguer to hit four home runs in the same game. Horner never played a game in the minors. No cause of death was given. Bob Horner was 68 years of age. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Once again, it's Thursday morning. Time to check in with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's government investigative reporter, as she goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. We have a lot. Man, it feels like a lot of news in the last couple of days.
I thought things would die down after the session, but I tell you, it's been a rough week for prosecutors and law enforcement in Annapolis.
Yeah, they are really feeling it right now. That is for sure. After the bill signing and the governor letting the Community Trust Act go into law without his signature, a lot of frustration in these communities for sure.
Let's start with the Youth Charging Reform Act, which, you know, it's interesting. There's somewhat of a contradiction. The governor's out today or yesterday with a new summer strategy for repeat offenders, juveniles, teen takeovers, yeah, at all. And yet this Youth Charging Reform Act seems to be a contradiction to me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting. You know, we had heard for months and months from these prosecutors about their concerns with their belief that DJS, you know, doesn't have the programming necessary to kind of handle this and to do this. And I spoke with the DJS secretary in the last couple of weeks, and I asked her about that before the law was signed. But, you know, all signs were indicating that this was going to happen. And so I asked Secretary Tolentino what DJS is doing and how she responds, and she argues that, you know, DJS is ready. They're bringing more programming and services on board on July 1st, and the governor was, you know, all about this bill and said that this was the right approach. And then yesterday we had this news, this directive, basically telling DJS to kind of get their plan together and get it together a little bit about what's going to happen. So it's like he did listen to what the prosecutors were saying on one hand, but at the same time, he still signed the bill.
Yeah. You have reported in the past that there has been a lack of staff in order to monitor those juveniles that have been placed on ankle monitors. In fact, the person that was just sentenced to life in prison without parole, the Columbia Mall double murderer, was wearing an ankle monitor at the time of his crimes. Do you have any knowledge? Has there been an expansion of staff at DJS? Have they fixed that problem, or is it the same, and we're just going to add more headaches for them with additional juveniles to monitor?
Yeah, from my understanding, the staffing levels aren't necessarily changing, but the staff training has been improved, according to the secretary. She says that, you know, everyone in the field and the staff members are getting more training and working on better understanding some of these young people. But, you know, at the end of the day, part of the issue from these prosecutors and law enforcement's perspective is that these kids are out you know, potentially violating these home monitoring or the electronic monitoring and the parameters of their release. And the question is, are there enough people there to make sure that if they do violate, they'll let somebody know? And I don't know if training these employees is the answer when it seems to be this number of staff members is the concern here.
No, true. It's also, I think, credibility comes into question when you're tasking the DJS to monitor these children when they can't do so with foster care children. We're now learning that 26 missing children that we know of in state care. I mean, it's just really been a black mark across the board for these state agencies.
It really has. You know, and when we were doing our reporting on the foster care system with Kanaya, we had, you know, did a little bit of reporting about these missing kids, and it is kind of, it's interesting and sad, really, that it almost is like a black hole in the system for these kids, but it does seem like agency after agency after agency has these problems that continue to pop up, and they persist, and it doesn't really seem like the resolutions happen in at all or in a timely manner.
And we've changed out secretaries of both DJS and DHS. And I know Betsy Fox Tolentino, who you just interviewed recently, is the new head of DJS. But we still don't have a permanent replacement for DHS, do we?
No, that is correct. We still don't. And that search, you know, is ongoing. And at this point, you know, the way that it will have to work, whoever is chosen will have to wait until next year to be confirmed, right, by the Senate. And so, you know, I don't know the timeline for a permanent pick, but there probably won't be a full-fledged confirmed person, I mean, at least until next year.
Yeah, and of course, all of this happening, these ongoing issues, having to close Silver Oak and other things, it's just, it's happening. And you wonder if, you know, these children are just slipping through the cracks. And you have the governor has repeatedly said no one left behind, and yet all of them have been left behind.
I know. It is, you know, it's a tragic situation when it seems like almost every day we have something new to report about kids in the system, whether it's in DJS or it's in DHS, you know, under the state supervision in some capacity, and it just doesn't seem to be improving in a way, in a timeline that I think the people of Maryland would come to expect.
All right, coming up, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight at 5:30. Community Trust Act gets a lot of play this week. We'll talk with Mackenzie about that. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Chuck Whitaker.
Took a little while, but 895 now is actually making a little progress, and there are actually some gaps in the traffic on 895, but still slowing around O'Donnell Street, the Eastern Avenue Bridge. A little better than it was about a half an hour ago. 95 is still backed up and slow from Moravia Road. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That vehicle is still there behind the painted out area as you're coming out of the left tube southbound. Not a big deal. They're going right around it without any problem. Our other backup, and I just looked at this. I went back to see when this was posted. It was 5:15 this morning on northbound 95 at Route 32. Whatever it is and whatever it was, I'm not sure if it was overturned or whatever, still there, still a factor. Right side is affected on 95 north. We've had delays as far back as 198 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny, dry, less humid day today. Breezy, low 80s for the high. And tonight in the mid-50s, currently 70 downtown, 70 in Glen Burnie. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost, going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. The Community Trust Act also goes into place. Now, the governor obviously did not veto this bill. He had an opportunity to veto it, but he decided to let it become law without signature. And then yesterday we see 17 sheriffs in a show of force, Mackenzie, announcing a lawsuit against the governor, the attorney general, and even the Maryland State Police.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was the sheriff said that this was first of its kind of coming together in this fashion with this many people, and 17 of the 24 jurisdictions, you know, are signing on to this lawsuit. And they argue that this is unconstitutional, the Community Trust Act is unconstitutional, and that it violates the Supremacy Clause. And that's kind of been the argument that we've heard behind the scenes as this legislation was revived in the final days of session and was ultimately passed. And I think what really struck a lot of the sheriffs and the supporters that we heard from during this news conference yesterday was that the governor admits that there are implementation challenges with this law, and yet he still let it become law without a signature. And from their perspective, you know, we heard from the county executive in Wicomico County who was like, if there are issues with the law, veto it, rework it, and then pass a plan that isn't going to be potentially challenged in court. And that's now what we saw happen. I mean, the governor says he's going to work with the attorney general's office and potentially executive action and come back next session to kind of work all of this out. But it really does leave a lot of people wondering what is the plan forward and what is this path? How can law enforcement agencies work with federal agencies for other investigations? And if there is such a big question mark, why not just veto it and figure it out first?
Yeah, it's a great point. I think when we look at this, it smacks to me of pure partisan politics in that the governor doesn't veto it because he can, you know, obviously maintain some viability for his presidential ambition in 2028. Then you have these Democrat strongholds that did not show up yesterday at the press conference at Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and the rest. They had no sheriffs representing them.
Right.
And then there's also this this issue, you know, with many of these. Look, this is a freedom of speech issue. We've had all these agencies contact federal officials in other aspects or applications, be it the FBI or DEA or ATFE. So there's only this one issue, and that's on immigration and ICE that they've chosen to try to take away their freedom of speech to communicate with ICE. And as you point out, the Supremacy Clause, are they confident that this is going to end up at the Supreme Court?
You know, I'm not sure if they think this will end up in the Supreme Court. I mean, I would assume that if the sheriffs are successful in this attempt to block community trust, would the state appeal it? I would have to imagine so, right? I would have to imagine that the AG's office would continue to move forward with this. And, you know, it's interesting because we are kind of seeing this debate play out in across the country and other states. Would the U.S. Supreme Court want to take a look at this? I mean, I think that this is an issue that a lot of people are talking about, and I wouldn't be surprised how many, you know, cert petitions are filed all the time, and the Supreme Court doesn't take very many cases, but it is an interesting issue, and it kind of cuts across the heart of this debate nationally right now.
Yeah, I know that Justice Thomas just blasted the court for not taking the case of illegal alien truck drivers, and that's one between the states, so that's a sort of somewhat of a head scratcher. So you're right, you never know which case you're going to take. Finally, the NRA announced a lawsuit yesterday against the governor and others over the Glock ban.
Yeah.
And Bill Ferguson said that anybody owning a Glock would now be guilty of a serious crime. Is that accurate, or are current gun owners exempt? I know they can't allegedly transfer or sell it, but would that make all Glock gun owners criminals in the state?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. That is an interesting question, and I know that that was brought up by some Republicans who were arguing against this legislation, and there was a conversation that happened about putting in like a sunset or time for people to comply, and I'm not sure if that actually was included in the final version of the bill language. I'd have to get back to you on that, Sean. I don't want to give your listeners the wrong information here, but I know that this is such a high-profile issue that, again, though, this law was something that we knew people were telegraphing a lawsuit and it was passed and signed into law anyway.
Yeah, because if this law stands, which I don't think it will eventually, because it is a clear infringement on Second Amendment. But if it stands, you could then apply that to any handgun in the state of Maryland. And that's the concern. But I will appreciate that. And tonight, 5:30, in-depth. Make sure you tune in. Mackenzie Frost. And we'll see you next Thursday, Mackenzie.
Sounds good. Thank you, Sean. I'll see you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
I feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A senior living community in Boise, Idaho is giving residents the chance to experience bike rides again using a stable three-wheel version. They call it the Blessing Bike. The program allows seniors with limited mobility to enjoy the outdoors once again. Here's the guy that gave him the rides, Executive Director Joel Freston.
Sometimes we'll just take it out and put it in the lobby like we have now, and they'll come and ask me, are we ready? Can we do it today? That kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of residents with limited mobility. They hop on and we go around the river. Oh, smiles, points, do you see that bird? Do you see the river? I know that by taking them out, I'm just making their day. It brings a lot of meaning to the work that I do from day to day. It takes me out of the grind and into the real feeling that our residents have and the joy that we can bring them.
That's a great story, and technology can always be adapted to accommodate. This gives seniors a great chance to enjoy the great outdoors all over again. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice Houston Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. I got some great news. Town Appliance is getting summer ready as they're firing up the biggest deals of the season. Welcome to the Memorial Day Savings Event, where the top brands you trust have top savings you want. Like GE Cafe and Monogram with 70 other trusted brands, this is going to be the fun event you don't want to miss. Whether you need a kitchen upgrade or any other appliances, take my word, you'll be happy with the Town Appliance. Also, check out their website at townappliance.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather coming up in just a second, but first we get an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Last report of the day with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the two problem areas which have been there all morning, northbound 95, the incident at Route 32 still there, still a backup to between Route 216 and 198 northbound on 95. And we started way early this morning with late lifting construction that was in the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the right tube southbound. They got out of there late, and with that, we also had an accident in the left tube early through there. So that all created the backups. We're still pushing a lot of slow traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Right now, 895, about 20 minutes. 95, about 25 minutes on the southbound side. Things slowly getting a little better now. Most areas of the Beltway checking in with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and dry, less humid, highs in the low 80s, and right now 70 in Annapolis, 69 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick, like Kim was all fired up yesterday. I got all sorts of texts and emails, and you were all fired up, and I needed to come in and calm you down a little bit. But
oh,
man.
We love it when you bring the passion.
Thank you. Well, it was probably about the county executive, right. Kathy Klausmeier. Look, I will not talk about her today, but real quick, I wanted to bring up, adding to the show plan, Baltimore Banner dropped a story this morning about the vacants in Baltimore City, and I knew that they were lying about these numbers. Apparently, they're not counting all of the vacants, only right. those that appear to be vacant. So if there's, like, broken out windows or boarded up. But there are some homes that are vacant, Sean, that have been vacant for 10 years, but they're not counting them because they at least look like they could be occupied.
Okay.
Also, there's 20,000 vacant lots, and so they're not counting the lots either. So when we saw Mayor Scott in Madrid talking about the vacant houses, right. he was there on the faulty math.
Didn't that city do anything right?
Yeah.
Can't collect unpaid
can't
fines,
anything.
Fees, tickets. They can't count vacants properly. It just... Wow.
It's a mess. Anyways, we got three guests today, believe it or not. Delegate Ryan DeRocchi at 9:35 a.m. He's going to react to the bills that were recently signed. Obviously, the Community Trust Act is still a big one. We're going to talk about the sheriffs in Annapolis yesterday. Jeff McDonald's going to join us at 11 o'clock in studio. He'll be taking phone calls, running at 42B. And then, of course, Tory Snow with his latest op-ed, the Baltimore Sun. It's a good one.
All right. Try to stay calm today.
I will.
Okay.
I'm going to chill. I told my cardiologist that I'm going to, my blood pressure's too high.
Right. Thanks. Kim Klasick live. Coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news, make sure you stay tuned for Kim. Always informative and an entertaining show. Does her homework, that's for sure. Congress is now looking for answers from Maryland's Board of Elections after the mail-in ballot failure sparked confusion as some voters got the wrong party primary ballot. And we don't know how many. The vendor doesn't know how many. The State Board of Elections doesn't know how many. But just to be sure, just to be on the safe side, they sent out 565,000 replacement ballots. And they'll all will be mailed out by the end of today. Everything will be sent out by the end of today. But now, Republicans in the U.S. House Administration Committee sent a letter to the State Board, Administrator Jared DeMarinis, the other day, seeking answers to several questions that they have. So, one of those is Congressman Brian Steil. He's the chair of the House Administration Committee. He said in a letter to DeMarinis that while the State Board of Elections took the precautions to void the incorrect batch of ballots, we don't still know how that process is going to work, quote, distributing over 500,000 additional replacement ballots risks creating immense logistical strain and potentially undermines public confidence in the nation's elections. And here is Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith responding to a question by Mackenzie Frost as to what he expects to happen with the State Board of Elections in the future.
And then what precautions did you have in place to prevent this type of an error? And what are you going to do in the future to make sure it never happens again? I'm not so sure that, again, if there's a close election, that that there aren't going to be challenges based on that error.
You know, once Maryland gets through this primary election coming up on June 23rd, is this something that the committee will keep an eye on as we head into November for the general?
Absolutely. And we will be keeping an eye on it because we have concerns. We want to make sure that the federal elections, the state folks can do whatever in the state and local elections. But in the federal elections, it's our job to make sure that voters are getting an opportunity to vote, that they're not being disenfranchised by some accident or intentional act.
Look, there's a lot we still don't know about this. They're not being transparent other than admitting that it was a colossal mistake and or failure. We don't know who actually made the mistake, who's responsible for reviewing those ballots before they went out, and what safeguards have been put in place to make sure that anybody that sent their vote in already and that their vote's going to be counted. Kristen, I know you want to weigh in.
I still think the Harford County Teachers Union is saying the quiet part out loud. That's the plan. I think it's supposed to be the plan for the whole state to rig the Republican primary. So I hope Congress, if they can do something about it, since it also involves federal seats on the ballot, I hope they can do something because I do think it's their little insurance plan. I think there's some candidates on the Republican side that the Democrats are actually worried about for once in Maryland.
Yeah, and I think that Harmy Dillon also over the Justice Department, she's also told Jared DeMarinis to preserve all records, which is required by law anyway for 22 Hopefully. Months after each election.
But they need to do it now. Like, I don't want to investigate this 5 years from now after whatever happens and they steal the election. Like, action needs to happen now before the primary.
It's a great point. Thanks, Kristen. Stay tuned. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early with John Myrick. He's going to be our special in-studio guest in the 8 o'clock hour. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.